Hey, what's poppin'? We are in the DealsNewD.com studios where it's about 200 degrees. And hopefully this will be the shortest show ever because I didn't leave the air conditioning on when I left for Chicago.
I told Trudy it reminds me of those old Riff days. When
Yeah.
You must have the same heating and cooling guy that...
I guess so.
Well, Raider Media had.
He was a good friend, though, wasn't he?
He was great, yeah.
Probably has a lot to do with leaving the air conditioning off and letting it get up to 88.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock. 88. It's now 87.
Wow. Man, imagine people who don't have air conditioning, how you survive that.
I don't know.
I hate to be soft.
There's always people without air conditioning, too. There's always a story about there's a place on my way home. There's a place in Chicago I heard on WLS. And they said that it would break the law if they turned the air conditioning on before June 1st.
What law? Law of air conditioning?
Not so sure what that's all about.
HVAC law?
Sounds like they just made it up.
Yeah, it sounded like it to me, too.
How are the Tigers doing all of that?
Running around?
They're just exhausted. Well,
I always thought that was the dumbest law.
They're not even sweaty.
They get paid plenty of money to do that.
Be in shape.
Oh,
okay.
They're sweaty.
I get it. They look happy.
Yeah. Counting their paycheck.
Oh, anyway.
So yesterday, I was in contact with Maz most of the weekend in Chicago because he's there for his 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
And they had a great celebration. They went to Arlington Racetrack. They went to the Cubs game last night.
Oh, yeah?
Can't they, like...
They do anything for Kathy?
I don't know. I guess she wanted to go to the racetrack.
I think she does
apparently.
Like the racetrack.
She may. And I guess she loves Cubs games, too, apparently. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
He asked me, like... Maybe 2 hours before the game, if I knew how to get more rooftop tickets, because Evan and I were sitting on the rooftop.
Ooh.
Beyond, I know. Ooh, it was great.
If you knew how to.
Well, if there were any available.
Happy anniversary, a-hole.
It seemed like you could have asked a couple days earlier, but it's crazy.
That's not the Tom way.
Yeah.
Ask when it pops in your head.
He was in the park, though, and he took a picture of Wrigley Rooftops, where I was across the street, which I tweeted out.
Oh, was that what that was all about? I wasn't sure what that.
Oh, way to be paying attention to the game, Tom.
By the way,
love anything that's old.
He's the reason the Nets are all the way to the foul pole.
Evan and I were watching the Cavaliers game, the Cavaliers Celtics game, inside the bar, which is really cool. I mean, you look out the window and you pretty much see the bleachers. You can't see the rest of the game, but you have to go upstairs to sit outside and. Boy, there's a lot of drunk people on the rooftop.
Really?
Because it's all the beer you can drink, all the. Booze you can drink and all you can eat.
Wow.
And I had a lot of Italian beef in the soggy bun.
Ooh, I bet you did.
A hot dog.
Let me come up there and put my beef in your taco.
Is that a euphemism?
Italian beef in a soggy bun.
Yep.
Gross.
It's a Wrigley Field favorite. So I stuffed my face. I had a couple beers. Watched the basketball game. Watched some of the Cubs game. The Cubs game.
Oh, you can stick me in some kind of Italian boat because that one is gondola.
I swear to God, the first three innings took an hour and a half.
Oh,
it
wow.
was just a horrible, horribly long game. The Cubs starter I think he put 11 guys on base in the first three innings.
Oh,
so
cool.
It was getting a little dreadful, and then I was like, well, let's check the basketball game.
How hot was it? Was it super hot?
It wasn't that hot. It was hot, but... Not like it here seems worse. Today just seems brutal.
Mm. Well, thanks for hooking us up for the Tiger game yesterday, for the Princess Parade.
Oh, that was very cute.
Yes. I had no idea the Princess Parade was on the field.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Pretty cool, yeah.
It's the first time they've ever done that. And
Charlotte looked very geeked.
She was, and I was very proud because she wanted to actually watch the game after that. I think it was to see where we were walked, what the route was that we walked.
Well, maybe she really wanted to watch the game.
She did, and that was a super fast game, which made it even better.
She's
Aww.
Already got more of an attention span than any of my girlfriends
no, she
that
doesn't.
Would go to opening day.
Oh.
Would never watch the game more than 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know, that's funny.
We had
Well, opening day, I mean, who isn't a little bombed before they walk in the park?
Yeah.
We had better seats than Dennis Archer, and they wanted to go get daiquiris.
Well,
come on. No, should have
got
on.
Dennis Archer one.
Daiquiris, good seats for a baseball game. That's an easy one for that crowd, I would think. So anyway, yesterday, we'll start into this in a minute. I got to get the spots out of the way. I had tweeted something on Friday about the Kwame Kilpatrick GoFundMe. As this guy, I mean, keeping him in money is everyone's job but his. And I mean, let's count the ways.
Hell yeah.
Remember when he was a state rep? Oh, you guys, wow, you were half a second apart.
Great minds.
When he was a state rep, he got that, I'm trying to remember what the grant was. I think it was about $270,000. Half of it went to his wife's operation, whatever the fuck that was, and half of it went somewhere else. And I remember somebody else who sponsored the building was like, oh, wait a second, I didn't know this was happening. And of course it went through anyway.
Well, they had to claw some of that back, didn't they?
There was some big to-do over. I think she kept the money, though. Or, I'm sorry, her.
Make it happen.
Her organization did, and I'm sure they did great works with it. And then there was the Kilpatrick Fund. He had two different funds, the Kilpatrick Fund, and there was another one, which all these contractors just lobbed all this money into. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Paid his wife a salary, paid Ianna Kilpatrick, his sister, a salary. Then there's all the money he put into his account while he was mayor, which was more money than he made.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who else?
A lot of it in cash, too.
Not to get sidetracked, because we're getting sidetracked, but you know who else just pulled one of those?
Who?
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taking, getting welfare.
Well, yeah, she was getting benefits, and then meanwhile deposited $86,000 in her bank
for her book, Profits or something. Which, by the way, how does she make money off a book? Fake black chick.
I know. If you were Rachel Dolezal, wouldn't you do everything in your power to keep your name out of the news?
No, because that's the only way she can make money. I watched that whole documentary on her, which was fascinating for many different reasons. And the biggest takeaway is that she's just a liar about everything. And that's what most people were pissed off. It's not even the whole, you know, I'm black, even though she's really white. It's more that she just lies about everything.
Playing the race card. It's so typical of you white people.
Well, she sounds like somebody else we're talking about.
That's the most audacious lie ever, that you're black when you're white.
Yeah. And I think I know why why she wanted to be black, because she had adopted siblings that her parents loved more. But then that I don't know why she had to lie about everything.
I feel sorry for her.
Remember all the money pouring into Kilpatrick's world, the fake job with the healthcare company they didn't show up for down in Texas.
Did you guys call them on?
Yeah, we called them. They said he'd used his key card or whatever, four times. I think it was a year into the job then. He was making $150,000. He was supposed to pay X amount of dollars to the city a month, and he said he could only pay $6, of course, because he lived in a $3,500 a month rental.
Right.
He had two Escalades. Then there was the $250,000 he was given to leave town, which I still to this day don't understand why is that okay?
That's SIA money.
Yeah, it was SIA money. But why did anyone need to give him money?
To get him to go away.
That is.
Had to go away because Granholm had already said she was weighing in on it. Remember, if the governor could. Yeah. And anyway, then there was a $50,000 he got from Manny Maroon. Then there's all the money we paid for his attorneys, who he said, you know, were not partial. Remember he said, my attorney, I wanted to beat him up because he was so biased. And it's like, oh, please, give me a break. We spent taxpayers, how much money, how many times was he in court?
Damn.
Four different times. The last time being that lengthy trial. I mean, millions and millions of dollars have been kept. And that's not even talking about all the contracts that he steered to Bobby Ferguson, which was, I think, $20 million worth or some outrage. No, it was more than that.
I know the numbers pale in comparison, but don't forget about passing the hat for his birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, which is
so weak.
The reason I bring this up is his children have started this Free Kwame project, and they were trying to raise $750,000 on, I think it was on GoFundMe, and I think they raised $20, and I believe it's shut down. They're trying to sell T-shirts for 1995, which some people wanted to buy as a joke.
What do the T-shirts say? Just
Free Kwame Project.
The only shirt I might buy that if they put it out would be the one that said this.
You had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000.
I would think about it, but then knowing where the money went.
T-shirt.
That would be fun to have.
We should.
It's T-shirt time. When's
it's
that one coming?
T-shirt time.
So Look at all the money that has been put in this asshole's pocket to cover all. Oh, and then there's the $15,000 his mother spent to fly him in a private jet to Texas when he got out of jail.
Turn
Remember
off
that
your
one?
Radio. Turn off your radio.
I mean, that was so tone deaf.
Turn off the radio.
And by the way, she lost her job thanks to him.
Yeah.
I don't.
Not that she was the straightest arrow.
Then remember when he was busted collecting the $2,000 check through
at Walmart?
What was that through? Was it Walmart?
Oh yeah,
Fox 2.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, people were sending him money.
A reverend out of Chicago,
right? Exactly.
Who admitted he was duped?
$4,000.
So his kids say they have a website, FreeKwameProject.com. Feel free to go read. I read some of it. It's just completely ridiculous. They claim he did nothing wrong. Every charge is fake. He did nothing. Well, 12 jurors said otherwise. He exhausted every appeal. Now, what is this money for? What exactly is this money for?
It's commissary?
I'm serious. What could you spend money on?
Well,
to free him. Maybe it's so he can repay the city.
Oh, yeah.
What? You don't think so?
Well, that's the only point they make that I think has any value, holds any water at all, is that the city originally said he owed X amount of dollars. Then they lowered the amount to $1.5 million. But they said that due to the contracting irregularities, he actually owed, maybe it's not the city, I can't remember, but somehow one amount was raised, one was lowered. I'm so sick of hearing his family and him say he did nothing wrong. Now, if you want to say that his sentence is 10 years too long, I'll accept that. I might even think about that. But as long as everyone says he did nothing wrong, fuck you. He can rot in there. This guy...
28 years in prison. When you hear that someone has received a 28-year prison sentence...
Oh, is this their stupid propaganda?
It brings to mind murder, rape, even stealing billions of dollars. So why was former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick sentenced to 28 years in prison? Was it justified, or was he railroaded? Let's examine his federal public corruption case. Does the punishment fit the crime? Public corruption is the catch-all phrase to describe prosecutions of political figures. It's generally used to describe political crimes like embezzlement, misuse of government funds, check.
We should play the Bratz rap song. The kid released a song.
It's too much time.
It's such
a
powerful song.
No, it's a terrible. I'm offended at what a bad song it is.
Hey, I like this song.
Wait till you hear the raps.
It's too much time.
You want to bring up my Twitter? One of the sons responded to my tweet, by the way, which surprised me. I didn't tweet at him.
It's too much time. There was no crime. He's trapped inside. What they minimized. What he did for the city. And asking for your.
Hey, ripped it off.
City went into bankruptcy 2 years after he was out. With me. Super bad.
28-year injustice. Black father sitting in cells while they family out on crutches. Rigged the system.
Wow.
Nice internet.
Bad times, boys.
What, won't play?
The big headed.
No, the internet today, not only is your air conditioning broken, the internet's just slogging along.
Are they identical twins?
Yeah, there are twins.
Two of them are, but not the main. Not JoJo the Doughboy. Who put out the song?
That's his rap name, JoJo the Doughboy.
So
is a rip off of Paperboy.
I put out. Can you read my tweet, Brandon?
This campaign is pathetic. GoFundMe raised nothing. They wanted $750,000. How the T-shirt sales going? And they wonder why we holding. Now he uses his own kids for this bullshit. No remorse, none, zero, ever. It's all about him, always.
It's pretty well said, I thought.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like it. It's not too...
I'm thanking myself for my compliment, by the way.
No.
So his son responds. I didn't tweet at his son, and I did that intentionally because I feel bad for his kids. They did not commit a crime. It's their father.
Yep.
Their father, I'm sure, lies to them on a more than regular basis. And so they are probably brainwashed by their father.
Except, you know, he did kind of fuck over their mom.
Yeah.
Well, no, they although think that, fucked over his father by convicting him, so therefore the system fucked over their mom.
And then, although I guess mom did forgive him and set him up for a comeback.
Well, there's the women, you know, that part, but I really don't want to get into all that.
No, I know, I just, but you would think...
No, I mean, I don't mind getting into it now, but I'm just saying... it just pisses me off that it's always money. The answer is always more money for him somehow.
Yeah. No more money for you. So what was the reply? What was their...
So this reply came in, and you guys really
pretty
should
quickly,
check out...
Pretty quickly, by the way.
It does look like it's the first reply of the thread, but you guys should really check out FreeKwameProject.com because it, obviously you guys don't know what you're talking about. So allow me to wash away your ignorance. So check out the website, have a great day, and hashtag FreeKwame until it's backwards. And then he provided a FreeKwameProject.com link.
Nice.
And then you responded with Reddit,
good
total
for
joke.
You and your father.
Reddit, total joke. These are the facts I know. How many pages of text messages have you read?
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about the text messages.
You should have just replied with...
I wish I had a father.
I was given quite a few of Christine Beattie's texts also, which were not released.
It's good restraint of you.
Who I will not reveal. And those were quite interesting. I don't know. We haven't really talked about them that much, but... I found myself more fascinated by how often she was late everywhere. She was constantly telling people, I'm going to be late.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the chief of staff for when it's a government job, I think it's a little more. I mean, a lot of meetings, important meetings. And then always, 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 she's so worried as she tweets to Kwame about, is Bobby bidding on this?
Yeah.
Now, tell me, what mayor has time to worry about? First of all, a mayor should never talk about who's bidding on anything. Oh. But when it comes to his buddy, Bobby Ferguson,
mayor.
This is why I don't think his kids have read the text messages, because they would know this was highly improper.
Weren't we around for more of this than they were?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were little kids.
We lived it.
Yeah.
They claim to be so well-read, but I...
They probably only got to read what... Just put in front of them from
his. And I'll make this offer.
It's their dad.
I know, it sucks.
But I'd like to know where that money's going. Is it going in their pockets?
Well, if...
Is it just for them?
I think it's for freeing Kwame, which is a joke.
If they make any money at all, though, doesn't the city... Isn't it entitled to get that? Like Fred Goldman is always trying to claw back money that Juice gets.
If he does,
I think because his kid, I think that's why his kids are doing it, because they can say, "Oh, he has nothing to do with this."
But it's free, Kwame.
No, I know. It's really. I have a feeling.
I want to tell you, Detroit, that you done set me up for a comeback.
When?
I think it's more. I if I had to guess, if this money is going anywhere illicitly, and I don't know what they're doing with the money. Maybe it's being used for attorneys to look into the matter. I suspect the mother isn't real happy with her arrangement. But there were a lot of people bitching about, apparently mom still lives in a pretty nice crib. And
where is she?
What's that?
Where is she?
I don't know. She lost her job, though, over the...
Stealing
petty cash. You're not reporting petty cash.
Disappeared.
She spoke... she was on Channel 4 in 2016, which... What's his name? Maloney? Rod Maloney did this story? I don't know. You want to bring it up?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't care either. I just thought it was I was just fascinated that I did not even tweet at this kid, and he responds to my Twitter, and I was, after Brandon read his tweet, I was saying, oh, I should have been much more of an asshole in my response, but I think I was
fair.
I think I was a big enough asshole.
What's interesting, though, is he didn't reply to that tweet, but other people replied to his tweet that replied to yours, and then he decided to have an argument with them.
I didn't hear that part. I was only worried about myself, of course.
Yeah, okay. You want to read those ones, Brandon?
Yeah, so Zobber, a.k.a. Ryan, comes back and says, here's the real facts. It's not hard to make sight and to make someone look good when they did a lot of bad things for the city. And then he actually linked the
Wikipedia
page. As you know,
nothing wrong with that.
A lot of the scandals. And so Lanny Moe comes back and says, oh, no, I lost it.
And this is Jalil Kilpatrick.
Jelani.
Jelani, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing by the name.
Sorry, I lost it. He came back and said, you ever been to college and try to use a Wikipedia source?
Yes.
Nice comeback.
I would.
Well, you're not supposed to. But
you're not supposed to?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Everybody uses
Wikipedia. But within Wikipedia, there are legit sources that you could use from that.
Right.
Well, I don't find Wikipedia to be terribly inaccurate.
Nice
I wouldn't
comeback!
Say it's wouldn't say it's perfect.
It's very accurate, but you're not supposed to use it as a source because anybody could change it at any time.
So Ryan comes back and says everybody does use Wiki in college. Plus, you can just Google his name and look at all the news articles, which is true. Jaybird pops in and says, in 2005, Time magazine named Kilpatrick as one of the worst mayors in America. Then he comes back. Time magazine decided to bash Kwame Kilpatrick over a car. Then overlooked the hundreds of millions of dollars he brought into the city for development and city service.
Bullshit.
And they refused to mention his success lowering Detroit's crime rate.
Nice comeback!
Oh, please. I don't want to hear about Detroit's crime rate, by the way.
So does Jelani think that he got the Super Bowl here and the All-Star game?
No, he didn't. Archer did.
No, I know, but I think his kid thinks that.
Yeah, maybe he does. Oh, he took credit for it.
No, I know.
Because he was the mayor while it happened.
Yeah.
But the city went bankrupt 2 years after he was mayor. Now, you want to blame Dave Bing for that? Or would you blame the guy that was in there how many years before that? So wasn't he mayor 7 years or six years?
Yeah, about.
What year was he first elected?
Go back to that Wikipedia page.
Wait, they're six-year terms, aren't they? Aren't they six-year terms?
For mayor?
He was in office January 1st, 2002 until September 18th, 2008.
So a little over.
And prior to that, of course, he was in the Michigan House of Representatives.
For what year was he reelected? Was it 2006?
When he beat Freeman?
Wait.
Freeman?
Freeman, yeah.
Hendricks, yeah.
Yeah, July of 2006.
Okay, so they're four-year terms.
Where did Freeman go?
He's running some...
It's in the past.
Whatever. No, he's running some public...
That makes sense.
All these guys just... I mean, honestly...
Well, once you're in
see
the system...
These people that suckle off the trough doing different things, and I'm sure all his work is wonderful, so I won't say anything.
Is he in charge of the Regional Water Authority Board?
There you go. Thank you.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Here's a little patronage for you.
Yeah.
That water gig is so nice, man.
Yeah,
I want
that
water gig.
A lot of cash. Woo. So anyway... Fortunately, it doesn't sound to me like anyone is donating money to this ridiculous.
What are they selling shirts? Kwame.
And they're not going to free him either. I don't know. What do you think, though? 28 years seems like a long. I was surprised at the length of the sentence originally.
Yeah, it's long.
But what he did was horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, he stole. I don't know. I'm not sure anyone has so blatantly stolen money from a city as he did. And the text messages, you know, that's why if you, let's talk about more money that he coughed up. If you remember all his security guys he took everywhere, how many security guys went to Washington, D.C. with him and were on the clock for 24 hours a day, on and on and on. And the overtime was absolutely appalling. And then there was the settlement over the whistleblower case, which was going to be, I forgot how many million dollars it was. That, by the way, is Kilpatrick cost the city that money. Then they said, oh, by the way, we've got the text message. Here's a couple million more to give those guys. Yeah. And that was because Elric had uncovered our friend ML.
It was the day before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the day they were signing the thing.
Yeah.
It became aware and said, here's a couple million more of the city's dollars. Just shut up about the text messages. But, of course, they didn't shut up about the text messages. So we read about all his concern about the contractors and is Bobby bidding on this? Is Bobby bidding? Maybe Bobby should sit this one out. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? And we'd been hearing this. Mm. We heard this for years. I mean, the paper wrote about it. Not to mention, we heard that his father started a consulting business and contractors are going to his father. Yeah, you want a meeting with Kwame? Go to Daddy Kilpatrick and pay him $25,000 and then you're in.
Selling access.
Yeah, exactly.
Going back to that really shitty song, I don't know if you listened to the lyrics of it. It kind of drove me nuts because it's the whole really playing the race card hard. His dad grew up in privilege. You know, his parents were. They grew up in privilege. Stop
he went to a very
like
good
the
high
world
school.
Has been against you.
Got a scholarship to go to college, just as his kids did. By the way, his kids have lived pretty well for the most part. I don't know how
considering their dad's a felon. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not sure how the last couple years have gone, but Mom made a lot of money. As a representative.
Oh, I forgot about this, but when you were talking about he grew up in privilege, he used his name to get the freebie suits. Remember the suit?
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah, he went to...
I just
need
for
you
him.
So bad.
What, he went to Qatar somewhere on some fact-finding mission and got all these cheap... I know. It just... It never ends. That's why...
Get a real suit, dude.
This whole, you know, idea that... well, obviously, you're very important. Is so preposterous.
You went around in a Sears sucker suit.
What has this kid...
That was a sick burn.
I'd like to know, what have his kids read? Whose stuff are they reading? What BS?
Whatever did mom and dad tell them.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's sad, and I feel bad for them, honestly. I'm sure they'll be okay. Mm. I'm sure they'll be more than okay, but I just, to think that they're being manipulated by their own parents is just sad and pathetic. And, you know, it's honestly, wouldn't you think his wife would move on, meet someone?
If he has money.
She might have. I mean, who's ever heard of her?
Yeah, that was funny that he mentioned, you know, over a car.
Yeah.
Over a car that he lied about for, I mean, he was so busted trying to get her a lease. Wasn't it a one-year lease for 24?
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
It was like a $2,000
a month. That's my dad.
It was like a $2,000 a month
navigator
lease for a navigator. And they tried to hide it, and the city busted him, and he fucking lied his ass off, and he blamed the media.
And then the one page on this says, I wore tailored suits and an earring in my ear, and that's all people saw. So he also tried to blame.
Wait. The earring you took out so you could get elected and then put right back in.
Which,
by the way,
it was public backlash against him because he looked flashy.
Basically, everything.
Who would have given a fuck
fault?
About the earring, by the way? Nobody would have given a fuck.
No. You are fake news.
By the way, I was listening to the interview with Barney. And, and every time the how about that was played.
That.
I mean, Cash Me Outside, girl. I don't know why that made me laugh. Every time I heard it.
How about that?
Because nobody says that.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
When it's
so cute.
When it's disembodied from the rest of her conversation, it sounds very innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Play it one more time.
How about that?
Ridiculous.
Wait, Brandon, play the long version and then see if you can play him over her saying it at the same time.
Hey, King of the commode.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got Barney.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, okay.
I'll play that and then you time him. You ready?
Yeah. Sure.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Ooh, close.
Hey, pretty good.
Not too bad.
One more time.
Yeah. Catch me outside. How about that?
Perfect. Spot on.
Wow.
Thank you.
Zot Ford's famous spring fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly. Maz is bitching, moaning, shoveling. It's over now. Spring has sprung. Many vehicles to get back on track. Mags on the two-a-days. Maz on the two-a-days. Also, two deliveries a day. He was picking up steam.
He was. Good.
Last week, yeah. There was, unfortunately...
Had days to make up.
One of our listeners bought a car on Saturday from Stacy over there.
Oh.
Because Maz was, well, he was in Chicago.
That's right. I got my car from Stacy, so.
He has so many things to. There's just a lot of reasons for him not to be at work lately, which is unfortunate because.
Hey, you only have an anniversary once a year.
I know. Sometimes you got to go part time. What can I say?
You only have like a field trip a few times a year.
It just all seemed to happen at once. And
your girl's ball game.
Yeah.
He does have, he says, though, he thinks he has 11 with 3 days left. So he looks like he's going to make it. He's going to end up near the top of the leaderboard. I don't know how he does it every month.
Wow.
Honestly.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, Zot Ford.
Don't ask me.
Has a sign and drive lease on select new 18 Ford Escapes. Lease an all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month. Zero cash due. And they dropped the price on the 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4s by $13,000, over 30% off. That is quite something. 30% off brand new F-150s. They did it last year, too, and did very well with it.
How about that? See
the scalding deals and massive inventory at dealsnindy.com. How about that? Dr. Roche.
How about that?
Still doing the 6 Zorona treatments with breast augmentation, a great deal for spring. It is still spring, even though it's 9 million degrees outside. Fuller boobs, slimmer waist, 6 free Zorona treatments with breast augmentation, plus the 9 Zorona treatments, and that is to burn fat around your waist. Hopefully slim your waist up, and then 9 free ones for your friend, or your friend pays for 9, and you get 9 free ones. and then $250 off the Body Tight. Body Tight wherever you want it, on your neck, your face, your arms, your stomach. Everybody likes Body Tight. Some people like it for their whole body. And boy,
I'm
they lost.
I'm going to show you my body.
They have lost inches big time. That's pretty radical, but people have done it and had great success. So why don't you call for a consult, 248-338-1110 with Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, the office of Dr. Greg Roche. D-R-R-O-C-H-E is the website.
Speaking of bodies, did anybody see Drew's neighbor that was out suntanning? Anybody see him when
today?
You guys got here?
No. Yeah. Really?
You had a neighbor down there. He was suntanning in his front yard.
We're in the front yard?
Yeah.
Really? Was he hot?
He was separate at birth with...
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I need to go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
You like what you see?
Do you like that body type?
56-inch pecs, man.
You know, I mean...
Did you go a 56-inch pec guy?
No.
20-inch biceps.
He's got a perfect personality.
I would never get space in the mirror with that guy.
That's true.
You should see me have sex with myself.
I would, yeah. He wouldn't need anybody. He doesn't need anybody.
That's true. No, I think.
Yes, sir.
Point's well taken.
You know,
how cool to be so self-sufficient, though, to be so hot you don't need anyone else.
He's self-contained, yeah.
Wow.
No one has to tolerate that.
Yeah.
I can't believe nobody else saw your neighbor.
I didn't.
I didn't go that way. I didn't come from that way, so I didn't see him.
I didn't come from that way. I know which way I'm going.
One massive man.
Was he all lathered up with
sunscreen? Oh, yeah, he was very shiny. I mean, actually, he was more red than anything. He needed to get inside.
Oh, he's outside.
Well, why wouldn't you do that in your backyard? That's what I couldn't
figure
out. Because
nobody can see him.
Maybe
he wants people to see him. Look, we're talking about him.
Maybe he's got shade. Maybe there's shade back there.
Did he have some cool shades on, too?
I don't think so. He had his car open, like in the windows, the doors and the windows open. He's blaring the Tigers game.
Should have been blaring, cranking cool tunes.
This is radio. soft cello music.
It's funny when, with everyone wearing headphones now, somebody in Chicago was on a motorcycle and they were cranking Michael Jackson. I was walking the dogs.
Yeah.
I thought, I kind of miss people cranking music out of their cars like the old days.
I do too.
It's kind of cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Boom. Boom boxes, and I mean that's sort of the past. I was in Urban
Outfitters.
People
still do out of their cars, though, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. I know, like it seems like we used to see that a lot more, though.
Yeah.
I was at Urban Outfitters, and they were selling. Is that worthy of an ooh?
Ooh, yeah, really? Urban Outfitters.
Okay. Were you looking for a frame for a record?
That's a generational ooh.
No, they were selling. They were selling record players.
Yeah, they sell. Yeah,
and boom boxes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boomboxes too?
Boomboxes,
that's cool.
They sell a lot of vintage stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. They also had blue jeans with a stripe down the side, like cop pants blue jeans.
All right.
I think that was pretty cool. Are there any cops wearing blue jeans?
Casual Fridays.
They have a stripe down the side?
Yeah.
It was an orange stripe, though. I don't know. It looked
cool.
I don't know.
Blue and orange would be perfect.
I'm not sure I could
Tigers.
Pull it off.
Tiger.
Oh, that's true.
Security
yeah.
for the Tigers.
It was a light,
you can't
light
believe me about it. An age from where the zipper is. Ends round under my back of my bunghole.
I felt a little funny about it.
The hero teacher, though, I was digging on that dude and his friend who was at the hospital who looked really good.
It's a phenomenal story.
I took away from that was my shallow issue. I was like, well, those two are hot.
My serious issue, shallow thought.
You were influenced by his last name, Trudy.
That's what I was going to say. That was my shallow thought because every news story was. Semen was released from the hospital.
Ew.
I'm not joking.
His name is Siemens, though, isn't it?
I thought it was just Siemens. When I heard it.
I heard him called Semen multiple times. I'm like, no, it's Semen. Stop it. You're getting off on the story.
Reporters.
Certainly sounded like Semen.
I think people were getting a boner over the story because of what he did.
Semen was released from the hospital.
But he's the second teacher. No, C-Man.
It is C-Man. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I was the second teacher, though, who was named Seaman.
Yeah.
He's been involved in some.
Nancy.
He is a hero, and Nancy is.
Remember when the Vikings.
Nancy's trying to get back out, or she's trying to get out again.
Vikings had a linebacker named Jeff Seaman, and it was like, Seaman all over the field today.
Were they ever on Monday night?
I'm sure they were.
Oh, man.
I guarantee you. You know, I bet if you looked online, I bet some clown has put together some Jeff Seaman audio.
The teacher Seaman that stopped this kid.
Mr.
I love the move that he pulled, which was throwing the basketball at the kid.
Oh, that was great.
Heads up!
I know, that's really cool.
That is really, and knowing
I don't care if you're in a room to shoot up a bunch of people. Someone throws a basketball at you, you're going to go, ah!
Well, can we arm teachers with basketballs?
Yes, brilliant.
Why not?
And the kid had to be a dork, right, because he's engaged in a school shooting, so he would never have known what to do.
Arm teachers with basketballs. That is so simple and brilliant.
I know, it seems really cool. Now, what about, there was some girl he wanted to shoot, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
is that the one that's still in the
girlfriend?
Yeah.
Was this some girl he's obsessed with,
thought.
I suppose.
She was very too cute for him.
Oh, she was adorable.
Oh, she's
adorable.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Is she going to make it?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
She was still in the hospital because that's what Seaman tweeted about it when he was when Seaman was released from the hospital. Sorry.
Okay.
It's so childish.
Where did this fuckface get the two guns? Do we know yet?
I haven't seen.
We're gonna find out it's his father's guns, I suppose. Again, I mean, I'm just assuming.
I feel like this has gotten very little coverage, and I don't know.
I don't understand
is
why.
Is it from the holiday weekend?
Yeah, probably. But there's not that much going on. You know, the Texas school shooting. Honestly, it's like that town's like, don't take our fucking guns. Don't talk about taking our fucking guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like nothing like Parkland. And I got the feeling the Parkland kids were kind of pissed. Like, how come you're not more upset about this?
They want our guns!
I don't know.
Well, they're busy doing their own thing, doing their pubics dye-in.
Oh, I saw that, yeah, the dye-in at pubics. Because what does pubics sell? Yeah, they had a dye-in. Hog was there, of course.
Dye-in at pubics?
Yes.
Dye-in at
pubics. It was kind of weird seeing people shopping. They're just kind of walking around all these quote-unquote dead bodies.
Okay, should have invited Seaman to pubics.
No, they don't like that. They don't like that discharge.
Yeah, those two things don't go well together.
Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
Once you get them together, they just don't want to separate. It's crazy.
I have no problem with protests and all that, but once again, you don't stop traffic. You're just going to piss people off. And don't do it in pubics when people are trying to shop.
Is pubics invested in something they don't like?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Look at that.
They gave money to a Republican candidate.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Fuck off. That's ludicrous.
Honestly,
what aisle were they in?
The produce.
Produce and right by the milk too.
How do these kids have time? By the way, I thought 17 or 18 year olds had to get ready for school and stuff, and had to get summer jobs. And
I love that dude.
But it seems like they always seem to be 100 miles from school with some project. They seem to be on CNN every 5 minutes.
Maybe they're getting
Is school out yet?
He's got the bullhorn now too.
No, school is.
Yeah, the bullhorn.
Some
on the
schools
floor.
Are. Take that bullhorn away. That pisses me off. Everything was okay until I saw the bullhorn. How annoying!
Oh my God, how are you supposed to shop?
Yeah, you
Which
can't
I guess
get a
is the point.
Cart down there. You'd have to use a basket.
You know what I hate about the story is that pubics, by the way, who can give to candidates?
Yeah.
I mean, this is
be
not
mad
this
at the candidates.
Yeah, this is not. There's no crime in giving to a candidate as long as you're within the rules. Can you really be criticized for giving to a candidate? Is that really fair to have your business disrupted? But pubics just backed down like nothing.
Well, yeah, they wanted
all those. Oh, well, we didn't realize we were getting political, and we're not going to do this anymore. So the brats win.
They wanted those kids out of there.
Yeah. So I guess, whatever. I don't want to be too hard on the Parkland brats, but.
They could focus their energy.
Could they just
ways.
Take a break for a month no. so we can collect ourselves?
Well, if the school shootings would stand down, it might be easier to do that.
I don't know. I think, honestly, I think their energy would be better spent closer to midterms. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, just go crazy right before midterms and remind everyone, because my fear is that they're going to be completely forgotten. I'm really not fear. I'm not losing sleep over this, but my fear on their behalf is that they would lose momentum as more time goes on because they're so active.
Yeah.
Except that's a whole new school year. You have the summer.
Yeah, but they don't seem to have to go to school.
Well.
I don't know. They're in a really cool school system, apparently. I think they get credit for this stuff.
Except they got shot up.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably done now with the seniors.
Yeah. I would assume.
It's extra credit.
And they could take a gap year and do this up to midterms, right?
Yeah, do you know anybody that ever took a gap year?
No.
That's a new thing. It's a new phenomenon.
I would think
who would go back after taking a gap year? Wouldn't you just be done? Yeah, I don't want to go to school anymore. I just took a year.
Yeah, that would be my fear if a kid took a gap year, is that they'd be in love with not going to school. Because, like, the idea of going back to school, Evan was talking about going to get his master's in business.
Oh.
And I was about to say something, and I just decided not to say it. Like, oh, God, going back to school.
He's
got a 6-month-old baby. He's got a job that keeps him very busy. I was just thinking, who has time for that? But I just decided not to say it.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
He's studying for GMATs. I mean, he's studying now.
He doesn't need that degree, does he?
I don't know. Nerd! You know, honestly.
You know, I went to the Wharton School of Finance.
The idea seems to be either he can get into a really good MBA program or it's not worth it.
That makes sense. Well, it's kind of like college, really.
But then if you get in Northwestern, go to a fucking Northwestern. Yeah. I mean, you got a little kid, you got a job. I was overwhelmed. I mean, I didn't want him to talk about it around me because it was overwhelming me.
I was overwhelmed at kid.
I know.
Shouldn't be talking about this in front of Joe.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
Yeah.
The picture is the best picture.
Yeah, it's the people trying to shop at Pubix. Is, awesome. Really, is the name of this place Pubix? Yeah. Is that really the name?
Yeah. It's named after
How do you spell it?
P-U-B-L-I-X. No, P-U-B-I-X. Okay. No, it's Pubix.
I've never been to Publix or Pubix, so I really didn't know. I was really starting to believe its name was Pubix, and I realized
it looks ridiculous. Like it. Pubix. It's easy.
If Seaman was part of this, he'd never get out of the place. He'd never get back to school.
No.
Seaman.
Mr. Seaman.
Sorry. Ah, boy. Which leads me to... There's really a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Should we dial up Lenny D?
Yeah.
We also have Sirhan's brother's number.
Which...
Are we sure this is Mooner Sirhan's
brother?
Yeah,
Mooner. Mm-hmm.
Mooner.
Which, why isn't he Mooner Mooner?
Why don't we call him first?
Shouldn't he be Mooner Mooner?
Well, his given name is Sirhan.
Why is that? I don't even care about the story. I just want to know why his brother was
named
Sirhan.
Thought that was a great idea.
Sirhan.
Because, you know, if we get into the conspiracy theory, there's all this. Robert Kennedy Jr. is claiming that there's a second shooter!
Because he met with Sirhan in the prison.
He's a great source. I mean, if you're going to get the truth from anyone, just ask the guy who says he didn't do it. He's been in prison 50 years.
I feel like RFK Jr. is very gullible and just believe whatever you tell him.
I also feel that RFK Jr., man,
I mean, look at some of his other stances.
Aged, jeez.
Yeah,
he doesn't
maybe
look
because
good.
They died young, but neither his uncle nor his father looked that old.
It's funny. He really brings down Cheryl Hines in my mind.
I know. I felt the same way. Is he married to her? Did they get married?
I think so.
Oh, she got married to a Kennedy?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Did you need something, Brandon?
No. Okay.
You know what I noticed about the Kennedys, though? They are really cautious about their money. They marry with prenups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I know Jackie did not get all of JFK's money by any means.
Well, of course.
That's why she married Onassis.
I know.
Poor
thing.
Why did she do that?
She had to do.
That's really got to be the 10th wonder of the world, doesn't it?
What a hideous turn of events for her.
Oh, good call on the song.
It's his favorite song. It's a Sirhan family favorite.
Please leave your name and number.
Hello?
Oh. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Nice phone.
Hi, Mr. Sirhan. This is the Drew and Mike program, and we were hoping to get you a spot on our network to discuss some of the interesting theories concerning your brother Sirhan. And if you have a few minutes, it'd be great if you'd call us back. The number's 248. Well, it's probably on your caller ID, I would imagine. You know the rest. Thank you, sir, and good luck to you, Mooner. See you. See you, sir. I like a couple of Goo Goo Dolls songs, I'm ashamed to say.
Yeah. Oh, another one bad for back then.
That is a band that would be embarrassing to like.
One more number.
By the way, I got some major pushback on ragging on Ryan Adams.
Oh, really?
Oh, from people pissed.
Well, from Bentley alone.
I know.
It's like, well, the biggest Ryan Adams fan.
Wasn't he? Is this Mooner's number too?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Mooner's.
He wasn't the only one. There were a few others. Big Ryan Adams fans. So I was listening to him on the way home today. Just, you know, okay, I'm going to get educated.
Did you drive off the road?
Wonder,
fell asleep?
Yeah. Wonder you got here. In
I
one
hit
piece.
A couple cool songs.
Oh, cool! Yeah, I'm glad you're digging it.
Not a huge fan.
This is the gas
president.
Please
just Memorial Day. Just take off family. The day from answering the phone. Hi, I'm trying to reach Mr. Sirhan. It's the Drew and Mike program on the Drew and Mike Network, and we were hoping to interview him. We've heard some of his previous conversations on Sirhan, the assassination. We want to get behind him. Thank you. Please call the 248 number.
Should call us the Drew and Mike History Channel.
That's a great idea.
They might think just your history.
Hey, we've done a lot of history already today.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Kilpatrick Case. Yep. Oh, that's too bad. Should we call Lenny D? Yeah. Lenny D's been tweeting up a storm. He is so pissed at Allstate because his flood isn't covered.
Oh, boy.
He's posting stuff again. He's
cleaning
up. I've
been through that. I was mad at Allstate because my flood wasn't covered. I can relate to you, Lenny.
With some... Did you see all the people who were trying to calm him down? Like,
yeah.
Chill nails.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets a lot of sympathy.
Yeah,
he gets really a lot does. Of Twitter action.
But how many floors does he have? Because, man, he was just sanding away again.
You know, that's a good question. Did the flood get four stories deep? He was just working, moving.
Yeah.
I was impressed he was doing the work himself, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That told me that times are tough in Lennyville.
Or maybe he just likes... no,
maybe, I don't know.
Probably not.
I just assumed he had no choice.
That
what happened with the arrest? Did that thing just go by the wayside?
I guess. Well,
it sounds like it did.
He didn't have a weapon on him, but right. There were all the drugs. No, he probably has to go to court. I'm guessing.
Maybe it's an improper seizure because the report was false. If I'm his attorney, I'm saying he didn't have a gun. The report was he had a gun, and you searched him, and he has no right to search him.
He should hire you.
Yeah, I'm available.
If he doesn't answer, we should call Cashman again.
Oh, boy.
From the Polo Grounds to Shane.
What? That flood in Maryland, though, near Baltimore, that seemed like it was four stories.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, Ellicott City.
God.
What's up with that? I'm going, it's 99 here. How can that be happening? Like, how many states away is that? Five states away?
Yeah.
I know it's a ridiculous theory, but... Just what I was thinking. I mean, it just seemed like there can't be a flood that bad this close to what's going on here.
Can they stop rebuilding there then? Yeah. Any place there's a flood, can we stop rebuilding there?
I feel the same way about Florida. Like, just can we just close Florida?
Yeah, just cut it off and push it into the ocean.
Let alligators take it. But it seems like some people did say they wanted to stop this morning on the Today Show.
I saw that.
That's it. We're done rebuilding. There were a couple other.
Nice curve.
There's like seven hills around this place, which is why. And two rivers. So every time it rains, of course, they're at the bottom.
Lenny.
Lenny. Nails. It's the Drew and Mike show. Pearl Harboring you.
Hey, Lenny.
Uh-oh. What did Allstate do to his cell phone?
Aw.
Doe.
It sounded like a bad connection.
But he would have been talking so much he wouldn't have hung up, wouldn't he? Because Lenny tends to talk without stopping.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, it's almost time to call Andy Dick again, Brandon.
What?
Would his cell phone still be active in Thailand? Would he have activated it there?
Yeah.
He would have.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad for Andy Dick over the weekend because there's a story on 2020 about tethers and people cutting their tethers off. And they use celebrity examples of people that had tethers. And there's Andy on the red carpet with a big smile and tether on his leg. It's like, oh, man, if you're a celebrity.
That's a good reason to call him.
And you get a picture.
Just tell me he was on 2020.
Okay, that's fair. Is that okay, Brandon?
I guess.
Brandon really takes the brunt of the stress. Andy's friendly fire. He likes us. We like him.
Did he ever make it to...
I don't know. That's a great question. Why don't you Google Andy Dick Thailand rehab and just see what comes up.
Oh, God. Out. And click images.
He's been tweeting.
Yes.
From Thailand?
Waiting room. What a place for a party.
I have no idea. These are just pictures of weird things.
That we both had the same therapist.
my time with you was so precious.
Is this new stand-up?
That's an old song he did.
Mr. and Mrs.
Who's he hugging there, Brandon?
God, what's his name?
Harlan Williams.
Yeah, Harlan
Williams. Man, Harlan's got a lot of gray hair.
Remember that? I got you that facial. Then that I like Harlan Williams. What about that? Yeah.
There's a lot of
you
different
never
things.
Let me give you a colonic. What was up with that?
Easy room.
All right, heads up.
What'd be heads up for?
I'm just calling a lot. I'm not trying to upset you. Seriously.
It's called I'm Not Stalking You. I just call a lot.
Kevin oh. Guy, I think I should know.
It's a pretty good song.
I didn't give up.
It's better than the Free Quantity song.
Just to let you go.
I've never seen Andy stand up.
Andy.
Andy. Oh, he just hung up. He could be in the throes of detox.
Why would you answer?
I don't know. That's weird. Should we call back? Is that a signal he wants us to call him back?
Yeah, we're disconnected.
Your cell phone blows.
Crowd likes this song.
I'll fucking wear them. I'm not stalking you, I'm just calling a lot. I'm not trying to freak you out.
Oh, he changed his voicemail.
Yeah. Who are these stupid phones?
Yeah, they're...
Or is it our stupid phone?
Stupid phones?
I think it's our
phone. I'm beginning to wonder.
Although,
terrible.
Remember when Gary Graff got in a different one? Hey, Andy, it's Detroit, Drew and Mike show calling. We wanted to inform you we saw you in 2020, and we wondered how you were doing, man. You said you were going to Thailand, so anyway, we didn't want to lose touch. And I know you don't want to lose touch, so here we are. Hope you're doing okay. See you.
I said, suck my dick. I'm fine alone, don't worry about me. I said I'm fine.
We saw you on 2020. Boy, that was loose.
Well, he needs to know. What else is he tweeting about? He doesn't look like he's in Thailand to me.
Wait, is he in? Was that his Instagram? What was
this,
that other
this
picture?
This is right here.
Yeah, what's that middle picture? Is he laying in feces?
Oh.
A tub full of feces?
Oh, it's mud bath.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cleansing
that could
mud
be in
bath.
Thailand.
Oh, he's in a new house, it said.
Oh. Read it.
Moving heavy crap into the new house and rearranging furniture and stuff, getting ready to periscope my ass off and start my new podcast. Meditated twice.
Ooh.
Ate a keto diet all day after an 18-hour intermittent fast, getting ready for more sashimi. At the end of the day, I didn't realize how dirty I'd gotten. Just kidding. I'm taking a hot mineral bath. Wow, who is this Andy Dick? This is a different Andy Dick.
Doesn't sound like he's in Thailand.
Oh.
No, he's in Woodland Hills.
Hmm.
And he's promoting a show. It says the Dick plays Sunday, May 20th, but that's obviously a few days back.
He sounds extremely active. I mean, extremely active.
Yeah, he's doing fine. He's great.
Is he sleeping?
Yeah. I don't know. He just did an 18-hour fast.
What's that, Brandon? Oh, video? Your girl.
It's his daughter.
Oh.
Is that Brandon?
It does look like Brandon.
Brandon, what are you doing hanging out with Andy Dick?
We're homeboys. He sends me texts all the time.
Yeah, buttholes. Do you still have that butthole picture on your
phone? Daughter?
Yeah, I got that butthole picture. That dude?
I'm your boogeyman. Yeah, that looks like Brandon. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
That should be the picture for the show.
I mean, he's handsome, but I don't know.
Look at the comments. He writes, family photo shoot, and then someone writes, beautiful family, my dude. And the next one, looks sad. Shitting on his family. Looks sad.
Why do people put sack of shit comments, by the way, under pictures?
I guess they're assholes. I don't know.
No, I mean, they tend to be sack of shit comments, isn't it? Oh, my God, you're so beautiful.
No, I messed up. Fuck.
I don't know. Maybe they think that they'll see it. And
it just seems like once in a while,
connection.
Just to make it more realistic, somebody should say, it's a pretty average picture. I like the last one better.
Yeah, the camera work.
Not be a total dick, but just.
Well, here's a response underneath that one. Hey, Andy, hoping to do some business with you. Is there an email I can speak to you about it? Thank you for all the time. You're trying to do business with them over an Instagram post.
Well, that seems like it's...
Sure.
Anything's possible with Andy. Um, You know, it's funny. My brother, Jeff, and his wife, Julie, had their first baby.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, on Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
I know. That was
boy, girl?
It's a girl.
Name?
Her name is Olivia Caroline.
Oh, pretty.
The OC.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
cool nickname.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Anyway,
it's a cool nickname.
I asked him if they were home yet, and he said, no, this hospital is like a resort. We
what?
Got a desk. We got 100 channels on cable. We got a sofa. Oh. I mean, he loves the hospital.
He gets really good insurance, though, for... What
oh,
he
yes,
does.
Probably.
Yeah, that's why.
He doesn't want to go home. He's having so much fun at the hospital. And the baby just sleeps, so it's all good. And she had a rough pregnancy, so she needs another day or two. So anyway, congratulations, Jeff and Julie. And Olivia. I said, so you're gonna be, I assume you're going to be watching Game 7 at the hospital tonight. And he goes, you mean Game 1? I forgot the Caps.
Yeah.
The Caps.
Yeah,
in
7 o'clock?
In Vegas, yeah, in Game 1. But, of course, I was more interested in Game 7, yeah. Golden State and Houston. After watching the Celtics and the...
LeBrons.
The LeBrons. Just
call them the LeBrons.
From the rooftop of Wrigley across the street last night. We watched almost the whole game, and that was quite a game, although the shooting was so bad.
I'm dying to ask you, is he closer to Jordan in your mind yet?
You know, it's getting hard.
I think he's better, and I don't like it.
No, won't have it. Won't have it. Jordan.
I don't know, man.
If it wasn't, well, I don't know.
8 finals in a row.
Jordan was in 6 in a row.
Well, that's
he won
not
them
8.
All. Yeah. He could have won a 7th. In fact, you know, we were starting to talk about this at the last podcast, and it's not a sports podcast, so I really don't want to get into it, but I can't get over that Jerry Krause blew that team up.
Yeah.
For some reason, I mean, look back at that. They had just won it in... 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, Jordan plays baseball. They win it in 90. Oh, wait, maybe I'm a year ahead. Maybe it was 96, 97, 95, 96, 97. They win 3 more. And then he says, I'm not having Phil back, which is like, why would you get rid of a coach who just won 6 championships?
Ego.
And Jordan says, I'm not playing without Phil. Mm-hmm. So Phil's gone. Jordan retires, which is ridiculous. He could have won at least.
Gatorade, is it in you?
Because what year did Jordan come back? 4 years later he came back?
Washington, yeah.
He was 2001, averaged 21 points a game.
That's pretty amazing.
After being out of the league for 4 years. He was outstanding in the last 2 finals against Utah.
I don't know.
LeBron's
just
career.
LeBron, it's, he can do everything.
He's better at commercials.
But Jordan, I still say with when you need a shot, I'll take Michael Jordan over to anyone. If you need one shot.
He's not getting closer because he's had a great
He's been clutch. I agree. I think this has been his best playoff.
Yeah.
I think he's been his best playoff yet. I'm not going to completely discount it, but I discount a lot of Miami because, you, we'll all sign in Miami and win 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4, 5, 6.
Very weak.
I still hate that.
What did he win down there? 2?
2 out of 4.
4.
Yeah.
But now he's doing it with nobody.
Not 2. Well,
and he's
not
older.
3. Not 4. Not 5, not 6, mm-hmm. not 7.
Winning without Kevin Love was, although that Celtics team is missing 2 huge players.
Yeah.
And this fall, man, it's very tough.
Fake!
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Why was he getting all huffy with the crowd, by the way?
Because he's kind of a dork. That's just the hype of LeBron. I'm really bummed that he made the finals. He does make it interesting to root against.
Yeah, you know what's funny? About a third of the way through that game last night, I realized the Celtics cannot possibly beat LeBron alone. I mean, they were so bad. How many 3-point shots did you see that clanged off the glass and off? I mean, they weren't even close on those shots.
That one
what did
possession.
They shoot last night? I got to look
at
the box score.
I'll look it up. The
boom goes the dynamite.
The one possession where they got the rebound off the free throw, I swear
they missed
about 5 3-pointers.
Marcus Morris just bombs away. He can't make a free throw, but he just bombs a 3.
But finally, that was an entertaining game. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game to watch. I just was getting annoyed with all the missed shots. Because a lot of them were uncontested 3s. And they're like, what? You can't get closer than that? But every shot LeBron took was either in or very close to going in.
Oh, he's good. Let's see box score. Well, they only put up 79. Trudy's upstairs. She's bored.
I don't blame her.
I know. We're probably boring. They were 7 of 39 from 3.
7 of 39?
18%.
The Celtics?
Mm-hmm.
What were the Cavaliers?
Rozier is the one I was thinking of. He was 0 for 10.
Oh, my God.
Passes it to the man.
Marcus Smart 0 for 4. Morris 2 for 6. That's all right.
2 for 6. Well, that's great for that game.
Brown was 3 of 12.
That's all-star.
That was lousy.
What were they as a team from 3? The Cavaliers.
Oh, the Cavs?
Yeah.
9 of 35.
Okay. So the two teams were 16 of 74 from 3.
Yeah, Jesus. Awful.
Terrible. And it wasn't like they were heavily contested. What was Korver, like 1 for 6 or something?
He had some big... Yeah, he was 1 for 6.
It was a big shot he made, but... Oh.
Yeah, nobody shot well except for... Not even LeBron, really. Venus is playing basketball. Big dick shooting hoops. Hoop, hoop.
Passing, dribbling, bouncing, jiggling. Big dick's on the loose. I love that song. What a great song.
How's upstairs, Drew? Is it colder up there? Down here?
It's cooling down a little bit, yeah.
I'm skeptical of... I would like you put on a lie detector right now. Oh, hot, 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 comments. Hot, hot, hot,
hot, hot, hot. It's because it's, you know, the sun isn't blazing anymore, so it's a little less.
Hey, there are two other numbers we could try.
4?
Well, the 30-year-old millennial that is supposed to move out of his parents' house.
Yes.
That winner,
mm-hmm.
The co-host of InfoWars now. he has a sister.
Job?
We didn't know he had a sister. Well, he was in studio with...
He had $3,000 and was flown to InfoWars.
Well, Alex Jones.
Why is he giving this asshole money?
Did he give him the three? He offered.
I thought
him...
he got $3,000 for the appearance.
You're right. He did.
Oh, okay.
Serious crap.
And then he got a job offer.
I read it. Well, that was separate. But I read that he was going to give him $3,000 to move out of his parents' house. And I'm sitting there going, wait a sec. It's already been in court. It's already been adjudicated. He's supposed to move out of his parents' house. You get nothing.
Right.
If this was maybe 2 months ago, fine.
I mean, give me a break.
Don't waste their time and his time going to court.
Well, you know, I understand the whole business of getting publicity as much as anyone for being in the news. I mean, do the last interview, somebody dies. Hey, why not?
Guys, are selfish.
We should have. I'm just but jealous. We should have given him a job.
If you're going to. Well, but what if he showed up?
What a piece of filth.
Well, we'd berate him.
On the show.
And then he'd never move out.
Make him clean your shitter.
No, he'd never quit.
Yeah.
He wouldn't quit. No, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do anything.
He'd squat in your house.
You just leave the air conditioning off.
God, that would be horrible.
We learned a lot more about him, though, because the baby mama has broken her silence. And now we know, too, that he has a sister who lives in her own house.
Which, there you go.
And you got her number? We have her number?
The baby mama that, here's the story.
Can his sister ever be mentioned again without having to hear that drop?
And she will not be named, even though she broke her silence. It sounds like he's kind of an asshole and takes her to family court all the time.
His sister?
No. The baby mama.
Oh, his baby mama.
Who doesn't want to be named because she does not want to admit that penis was anywhere near her ever.
She won't talk about the conception.
Isn't that a horrible thing when you have some guy you just can't get out of your hair and they just become the load from hell?
Especially this guy. What did he roofier?
You know, a lot of girls meet guys when they look like they got some potential, and
well, judging by his mugshot from about 10 years ago, I don't think he had much potential.
See that mugshot? I don't want to see it.
Oh, you know what? I'll have to find it.
I'm not trying to let this girl off the hook. I'm just saying. I mean, she's stuck with this guy and his disastrous ways for 18 fucking years.
I tried to picture with him without all the hair that he was lovingly scooping back into a bun.
That was so weird. Wasn't that bizarre?
Footage.
He made comment about that, too, why he does that. Why he broke
his
head. The mother of failure to launch. Do we have to read that
fingers?
In every story?
No, dumb.
Yeah, his fingers are extremely positive for sebum. The mother of failure to launch millennial Michael Rotondo's 8-year-old fears the decision to kick his father out of the parents' home will send him off the rails. He was kind of safe with his parents, but a lot has changed for him. This will be another big change. I don't think he'll be able to cope with it.
Well, then you take him in. There he is, Trudy. That's about 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
It's totally different.
Oh.
I'm scared, she said. He's not going to be able to live by himself. His parents are throwing him out, basically saying they don't care if he's a danger to himself.
Yeah, no. Why would they?
I don't care if he's a danger to himself. Get out of their house.
He's a complete turd. Mm-hmm. You can only love the turd. Oh, long.
The mother says she's more worried because he has weapons. Now, we thought he had swords. Does he have guns?
We thought he had, like, throwing stars, nunchucks, you know, those kind of weapons. He's got a bow.
Bow for hunting. Oh, and a lever-action 30-30 rifle, which you need for protection.
Big deal.
He has so much to steal. Any responsible American should own a firearm, he said.
Well, then you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a responsible American.
He pleaded guilty. He was arrested for stalking, menacing. Wait, why does he have a gun? No more guns for you! God damn it.
Oh, just keep reading. You'll be even more pissed.
Stalking and menacing, isn't that enough to say no more guns for you?
Yes, it is.
Because you know, you have to stalk the shit out of someone to get stalking. You have to stalk them to unholy hell before they'll actually call it stalking.
Yes. And then you know the next step is shooting.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. He pleaded guilty to lesser charges of trespass and harassment. Oh, Jesus. I'm so sick of these stories. Feel it. I like this song. The mother of his son said she pleaded with police to take the rifle from him. They've told her there's no cause.
There's nothing we can do.
Those last words.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Oh, both Rotondo and the child's mother say they never had a relationship. Well, how do you have a kid? If you're wrong to call me next girlfriend, she refused to give any details of the events leading up to the boy's conception.
she didn't want to puke. She wanted to relive that. Ugh. You know, that guy pumping away on her.
You know, this reminds me of...
It'll be all oily and greasy.
Hair
stains child on the bed.
Hair rope covered with sebum.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Instead of amniotic fluid, it was all sebum.
Oh. Your lower back hair is catching the light in the most beautiful way.
This makes me so mad, the lesser charge. When you know he stalked the shit out of her. This guy in Kalamazoo on 48 Hours broke in this girl. Okay. She was 14. He was 16. I hate these 14, 17, 15, 18 relationships because the guys always, I think, are... There's an emotional immaturity.
Hormonal.
Yeah. And
I think it's going to be the last one ever.
And the girl is just not ready for a guy that age. They just aren't. 3 years is a huge difference then. Oh, I'm sure there's exceptions, but generally. So, of course, he is overly involved, overly obsessed with her. She doesn't... wanting to do with him, and he breaks into her house with a knife, puts a knife to her throat, and he ends up lessening the charge. He has to go to therapy. He spent 30 days in jail for breaking and entering, but somehow the charge was lessened, and he was off probation and he had a tether. God. He was off the tether, living with his grandparents 30 miles away, because they said, he should live 30 miles away and not go to school. Well, his grandparents give him a car to drive. Oh. So what does he do? He drives to visit her, and they rekindle the relationship. I know. Believe me. The girl made some...
No more boyfriends for you.
Thank you.
No more grandparents for you either.
Yes. No more car for you. No more grandparents for you.
Grandparents, none of it.
So they start up all hot and heavy again.
Ugh.
And then she... gets tired of his obsessiveness, stops returning his texts. He texts her thousands of times in 4 days. Wow. In 4 days. Then comes to her house, breaks in again.
What?
And, yep. And stabs her, I forgot, in the chest, I believe, and is in the act of killing her and setting the room on fire.
Holy shit.
When the mother says, are you okay in there? And she says, I love you, Mom. And the mom's like, oh, okay, she's okay.
Oh my God!
I know, it's insane. What? Then the mother hears a big noise and she tries to break in, and someone's pushing the door closed when the mother tries to break in, so she knows. Holy
make a
shit!
Noise.
And there's a fire in the room too.
Oh,
So this asshole, this incorrigible asshole, goes to court for breaking and entering, attempted murder, blah, blah. His defense is that I was trying to kill myself. And what? By the way, these people
kill someone else too.
People who claim they're trying to kill themselves and injure other people. You're not good enough at killing yourself to ever get out again, in my opinion. You're a danger to the world when you try to kill yourself. So,
didn't anybody ask why he didn't kill himself at his grandparents' house?
A great point.
I know. No, exactly. He has to burn up her house to kill himself.
They probably would have given him whatever he needed to kill himself to.
Yeah.
Well, he had the car. He could have killed himself with the car.
Right.
No, he's a complete off the rails nut.
Dork. I'm looking at pictures of him.
Oh, I know. He thinks he's so hot. Selfies. Oh, I wanted to kill. I just want to kill ABC for putting all the selfies they or and CBS. CBS ran so many selfies of this kid thinking he's hot. And I just wish they would have put at least a graphic underneath that said, quote, unquote, he's hot, or he's not as hot as he thinks, or something. But they didn't say anything like that, which I think is bad journalism. Fake news.
Irresponsible.
I'm declaring it fake news.
Oh, wow.
Totally irresponsible. Absolutely. Trudy, would you find him attractive when you were 14?
Wait, is this him here?
No.
Doesn't he look soft?
He does.
Big moony eyes and a giant.
He practices that face, by the way, all the time.
No doubt.
Yeah. So anyway, the judge decides that, he was trying to kill himself.
What?
Yeah. No attempted murder. For attempted murder, she says no. His lawyer, by the way, demanded a bench trial, not a jury trial, and they gave it to him. And the fucking
bullshit.
Judge. So anyway, the whole town of Kalamazoo gets so pissed. They have a big protest, and the judge sentenced him to 29 years for arson, breaking and entering. He's like, it sounded to me like it was beyond the sentencing, but whatever.
Oh, it was an attempted murder.
I know, it was a totally attempted murder. It was ridiculous.
The girls? Wait, he stabbed her in the head?
Yeah, and her brother trying to save her. He was using her as a shield with the rooms on fire, by the way.
Oh, boy.
The brother comes in with a baseball bat and tries to hit him. And he, of course, is using the girl as a shield. She gets hit in the head by the brother's baseball bat.
Ooh.
She looks like she's doing good, though.
Yeah,
now.
She is doing good. She's pretty cute, actually.
Yeah, way too cute.
Do you think
him.
She'll ever date again? I mean, would you ever date after something
like that? No, she's too damaged.
No.
She wouldn't be able to fully put
Never.
It up.
Oh, true.
No, with abandon.
No. No. No.
I have tried to be your friend, but you will not listen to me. So you invited this monster. Don't make me kill somebody.
Wow. Okay, so back to
audio. Of him.
Back to Rotondo.
Hey, Rotondo.
Oh, Rotondo.
Stop acting so Rotondo.
So, company wanted him to work on Saturday. Oh, okay. Wait.
By the way, his lawsuit against Best Buy is already over, so that's not his business venture.
Hmm. Amway?
He's not going to do Amway.
Mane and Tail.
Best Buy wanted him to work. We left off with him, of course, her saying that she didn't want to talk about what led to the conception, so yeah. I'll respect that. Company wanted him to work on Saturdays, but he refused, saying he needed to see his son on that day. Said a woman with similar child care, she was allowed to take her day off of choice. He lost the case. But she said that the girl said the mother, Christina Rotondo, was also frustrated with her son. She once said to me, how do you think I feel? We're going to have him live with us the rest of our lives. So the past years of her life have been a nightmare. She's constantly dragged her, the mother of his child, into court over matters concerning her son. Oh, this guy's a nightmare.
Because he has nothing but time.
Every little parenting decision I make that he disagrees with, he just goes to court. He's tormented me, absolutely tormented me with a number of... Where does he get the attorney to file all this stuff?
Why does the court let him?
He represents himself.
How much does
he
does
a wonderful
Why
job.
Why doesn't the judge sanction him?
We know he goes to court for the free water.
Yeah, that's right.
They've enabled his behavior by allowing him to come back time after time after time. When he doesn't show, they just give him another court date. I think the child support judge thinks it's fun. The custody judge isn't quite so bad. So the court cases have cost her thousands of dollars in lost earnings and attorney fees. This is bullshit. Yeah, he has a free lawyer. I don't. Rotondo's ordered to pay just $25 a month in child support.
A month.
$25 a month?
Yes. $3 or something that changed.
Yes.
That was increased to $56 a week last year.
Ooh, that's going to break him, man.
Paid little amounts here and there, but nothing like... He pays... Okay, he doesn't even make his $224 a month, and he takes her to court regularly.
Yeah.
Couple wants him to get a job and health insurance. Even offered to pay for the insurance, but said
bullshit.
He refused because would deny him his ability to file court motions as a poor person without paying court fees. God, Jesus!
Don't you love how he knows his way around the system?
Relax.
This drives me crazy. What's wrong with a fucking judge?
Yeah, I can't imagine why they would let that. That's malfeasance. You can't let the court time be chewed up that way. There are other things.
This happens way too often. Okay, so we want to call the sister?
Yeah, she's listed in that story.
Yeah, Maria. Oh, she said this is something that should be a private family matter. But she probably wants to talk to us about it.
Of course. Well, maybe we'll get the her husband. And he'll want to shit all over him.
Oh, he's dying to break his silence.
I want Judge Judy. This case should be in the Judge Judy courtroom. Like, rip him
apart.
Wouldn't
that be great?
That'd be awesome.
Why didn't she take him to Judge Judy?
Well, his are more serious offenses.
Oh, great tune choice again. Another one, Sly comes in with that big voice. What a child to be. Crank it. What child grows up to be. Just loves to learn that another child grows up to be. Somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see it's in the blood. The song has deep roots with me, if you remember.
What?
Really? I was playing a football game, and somebody's father was refereeing and making favorable calls, and we were singing, "It's a Family Affair."
For your remote access code.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
No?
No, didn't even have a message.
Bitch.
She's had enough of him. She doesn't want to hear about him.
Sister, she's got nothing but time to pop off about this. Set the record straight, Maria.
Why wouldn't she want to support her parents?
Oh, you're my sister.
Wouldn't you want to support your parents?
Yeah, I would think so. Who doesn't support the parents, though?
I know, but it's her. She's a
actually, you know what?
Family. She should be going over to their house for Sunday dinner and. And they should all be talking shit about him while he's downstairs in his basement.
I'll read you an interesting article about this story and what's going wrong here. Because, of course, the reason this is such a big story is because
he's a loser.
There are a few Michael Rotondos out there, not just Michael Rotondo. There are a lot of people who would like their kids to move out.
Nobody does it as good as him, though.
No, you're right. No, he's the worst. He's
hey, get out of here.
But first, the first move is the toughest, not the Michael Rotondo move. Well, that's even tougher, actually. Getting off the couch to go to the gym, but when the workout's over, you feel better. How about picking up the phone to call the Aldo Eye Center, which will make you feel infinitely better? Is this a new copy?
What's it? Was this, is that the date at the top?
May 21? Oh, this is last week's copy. Yeah, we owe them one.
Okay.
We do. Pick up the phone to call the Aldo Eye Center. Will make you feel infinitely
better. Freak me out like that.
Show meeting.
I know, sorry. Will make you feel infinitely better when you leave the office with amazing vision and the satisfaction and relief that you're finally done with glasses and contacts. A few dozen of you, listeners of ours, have gotten custom CATS LASIK or multifocal implants from Dr. Aldo. Some have offered gushing feedback about the incredible convenience of being free of those ancient, poorly performing technologies. But we'd love to hear from more of you. Custom LASIK and multifocal implants for people around 50 or older will most likely give you the best vision of your life. They're painless and solve the vision issues that glasses and contacts can't. Get your free evaluation. Get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And Mr. Luke Nowacki wants you to know there's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. Well, it may take a lifestyle change like cutting back on arm pizza or mac and cheese with dot, dot, dot. Mm. Saving a little extra now for retirement can have big results down the road. Luke says our audience, by the way, are good clients, as in they listen to his advice.
La, 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 Lou.
Well, there's nothing like, you know,
Lou,
offering.
I am your father.
Actual audio of Luke. And that's why I think he's so effective. He puts the people into trance, and they insist on taking his advice. No, I mean, there's just a lot of people that don't want to take advice or they don't follow advice. And, you know, when you're trying to save $400 or $500 a month, which could make a huge difference, it's important. You don't want to look back years from now and wish that time travel speed was possible. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Get started on the path to retirement or investing. A lot of people ask about investing. Luke can help you with that, too.
Wow, I have an extra $250 in my paycheck.
A satisfied customer.
He may have a few cases, too, he's not making a lot of money on. But he's been nice enough to meet with people who are having trouble with their bills. They're just not, for whatever reason, they're getting behind, and they're people that have some resources. So, you know, that's something where I think you need someone to look at where your money's going. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 480-34-248-663-4700. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 to get assistance. So anyway, the New York Post did this story on Michael Redondo trying to sort of look at, okay, why are there so many people living at home? A generation of damaged boys are turning into impaired men, and as seen by the mocking coverage of the Redondo case, we're treating this development like a joke, encouraged to ridicule and condemn them for it. For months, Mark and Christina Redondo asked son Michael, okay, we know this. He lived with him for 8 years. He approached his 31st birthday. His parents set deadlines, provided him with guidance, even gave him money, which he proceeded to spend on other things. Michael claimed he didn't want to remain in their home, especially if they took him off the family phone plan, which is... How hilarious is that, by the way? Bentley outlasted Michael Redondo about 6 years, seven as of Friday. We still need to talk to Mrs. B.
Yes.
The story is a terrifying real-life version of failure to launch. Oh, please.
What? Why
people stop mentioning this stupid
movie? No one has seen that movie.
Oh. You know what, though? In Failure to Launch, it was Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, yeah.
Who's hot.
Yeah, so he had resources.
Absolutely. Yes, he did.
Unlike Redondo.
Yes.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
What some thought was a funny premise, not very many, in 2006, is all too real in 2018. The Redondo family story is a warning to modern families with no Hollywood love story at the end.
That editorial just slipped right by.
I know.
What some thought was a funny premise.
While the media lambast Michael as an entitled millennial, that only tells part of the story. What's happening is an all-out failure in how we are raising boys. A Pew Research poll from 2016 showed that men age 18 to 36, exactly Michael Redondo's demographic, were more likely to be living at home with parents than alone with a roommate or with a partner.
Wait, what's the percentage?
Percentage of 18 to 36-year-old men more likely to be living at home with their parents rather than with a roommate, partner, or alone. In other words, more 18 to 36-year-olds are at home. Now, we're talking about 18 to 36, so 18 to 24, you got to figure some
big lump.
That.
Yeah, but
still.
But
what do you think with a partner, roommate, or alone would be higher, for God's sake?
That's what it always was when I was younger. It was just a bunch of roommates living in a shitty house.
That was pretty normal. But that's, you know, I don't think a lot of kids like that now. That's not very good. No. I mean, they had everything
35% of Gen Z would rather share socks than an office space.
That statistic startles many, especially as the same isn't true for women. We can't blame the stagnation on the entitlement of the millennial generation when half of that generation is living their lives as intended. Part of the problem is we've been encouraging girls at the expense of boys. The language of empowerment we use around girls is absent from how we talk to boys. The expectation that males will succeed just because they're male has been smashed, just like feminists wanted. But now what? To shrug our shoulders and not care what happens to a generation of young men is to produce a generation of Michael Rotondos, adrift and living at home as they enter their 30s.
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
It doesn't help that this demographic is also finding it hard to get and stay employed. An Economic Policy Institute report from February found that men are absent from the workforce in large numbers. This is a big change from the past. The report noted in 79, only 6.3% of prime-age men did not work at all over the course of a year. But that number has doubled to 11.9% in 2016, with the majority of them under 36 and under.
Wait, 11, so that's unemployment's 12%?
The number of men who have not worked in the last year is 11.9%.
Okay. But you still said more are living at home. So what about the percent that are working?
Well,
am I reading that wrong or hearing that wrong?
Okay, in 79, only 6.3% of prime-age men did not work over the course of a year. But that number is 11.9 now.
So it's double, but you're saying...
Yeah, the number living at home is much larger.
The rate living at home is growing a lot faster. So there's something else to it than just not working.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. But I think those two numbers are certainly interesting, and they would be involved with each other.
Yeah, but one's growing faster than the other.
Yeah, but to say not working at all over the course of the year, I mean, what if we put that into not working full-time over the course of the year? It'd be a bigger number, I would imagine. And how much pressure is there to work when you don't have to worry about bills? The telling thing is that there isn't widespread concern about this.
I think that's the difference. It used to be, I got to do anything to get out of here.
Yeah.
Where now
you didn't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, I'll just stay here for a while.
But I don't think people, the greatest generation, expected you to make it on your own. You know what's weird, though, is this is the part I can't figure out. When I was 17, I wanted to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Most people did. Everybody wanted to get out from under their parents' hair. And now it's
the parents wanted
my parents
out.
Are my best friend.
Parents wanted them
my
out,
my best
too.
Friend. And my mom cooks my favorite stuff. And I got a car. And I got satellite in my room. And I got the whole upstairs. And
that sounds pretty nice.
Well, it doesn't sound so bad. Telling thing is there isn't widespread concern about this. Instead, there's a celebration of women and the fact that they're outpacing men at school and at work.
Hey, you guys, let your guard down, man.
In the black community, the difference between women going to college and men going to college, very large, mm-hmm. very significant. Black women complain about it. A 2010 study by psychologist Judith Kleinfeld in the journal. Oh, boy, Kleinfeld. It's hard to see that name without thinking of a guy I knew. It's from college named Kleinfeld, who took a lot of acid. He was 28.
I think I was 20 at the time.
He was 28. He
lived with his parents, too.
No, he lived with us. Oh. But he was still in school in the architecture program at Virginia Tech.
What's he doing today?
I don't know. Great question.
I'd love to know. Kleinfeld? I'm going to look Kleinfeld. I'll find him. If he's a big-time architect.
Good luck.
Great guy.
I so doubt he's a big-time architect.
What could his buildings look like?
Is it EI or IE?
It'd be a place to party in them, I guarantee you that. I think it was Kleinfeld. Maybe Judith's related to him. Anyway, she found in the journal Gender Issues, found that boys' issues were going unaddressed. Boys, the study found, had higher rates of suicide, conduct disorders, emotional disturbance, premature death, and juvenile delinquency than their female peers, as well as lower grades, test scores, and college attendance rates.
What was Kleinfeld's first name?
Eric. It could be K-L-I-N-E-F-E-L-E.
Don't worry about it.
It's no wonder a generation of boys are growing into fearful adults who'd rather live in their childhood room and sleep on their old Superman sheets washed by mom than take a chance in the world for which they're underprepared.
Yeah, rising, that safety net.
The rising prominence of Canadian clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson is a development of this. He's been described as a father figure to this group of lost boys. His controversial speeches, which are attended overwhelmingly by men and offer direction on getting their lives in order to literally clean up the room, is taking the place of parents who have failed to instruct their children to do the same.
Have you ever looked at that book, The 12 Steps?
I have not. Yeah, The 12 Rules for Life.
I know it's really popular, but it just seems like the same old stuff repackaged.
Well, isn't it? Aren't they obvious?
Yes, but why does he have this rock star following?
I don't know.
I don't get it. It's just obvious stuff.
Because he strikes a nerve because so many are failing to do obvious things. I don't know. The fact that Peterson's YouTube videos go viral to a majority male audience in his book, 12 Rules for Life, An Attitude for Kids. But you know, when guys like him are talking to young, primarily white men, like remember, Promise Keepers?
Yeah. McCartney.
And remember men going on the jungle hitting bongos? They always make fun of the men.
Mm-hmm.
But if women do stuff like it, it's like, you go, girl.
Yeah, because we expect them to do weird, stupid stuff.
I know. Sorry, but I'm just saying, when guys try to get in touch with themselves.
I don't go do bongos anywhere. That'd be stupid.
Guys getting in touch with themselves.
Hey, we're getting in touch with ourselves. Jeez, really.
We have real things to do.
I was at every Promise Keepers, and I didn't appreciate that. I had my hands up high.
You were big with Promise Keepers. I could see you going.
Bill McCartney, I went to every speech
you gave. Yeah, uh-huh.
Despite some of the questionable ideas, such as if white privilege even exists, Peterson is speaking directly to men about something that has become a rarity in our futurist female world.
Boo-hoo, poor dudes.
We tell girls they're amazing and unstoppable by virtue of their gender while telling boys they have to somehow overcome their gender to be great.
What?
The result is a slumping male, unsure how to live his life, forced to watch YouTube videos to figure it out.
So they tell everybody else to grow up, but not them?
No, I think his point is that we root everyone on,
whereas
we expect men to...
Straight white males aren't
but
first.
That doesn't mean 16-year-old men don't need some encouragement.
Winning. We didn't know you were so soft.
Well, we're getting soft. We used to be pretty fucking good in my day.
Well, but now everybody else has encouragement, so now they want encouragement?
I think that's the author is suggesting this. I'm just reading this because I thought it was interesting. It's by Carol Markowitz. By a female. And I don't know who the fuck Carol Markowitz is. I just read this, but it was interesting, and I don't usually believe in psychobabble, so I'm not I'm not saying I necessarily agree.
Like,
but I do think it's Carol
interesting. Carol is a girl's name.
What's that?
Well, Carol.
Oh, it's K-A-R-O-L.
Yeah, well, Carol O'Connor was a dude. Maybe that Carol is really tough because of how they grew up.
Oh, with a girly name.
Your parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
Carol. I will tell you that I am not personally impacted, and it doesn't really affect how I feel about myself. But have you noticed, maybe you've noticed, how many ways white men are being told they're pieces of shit these days?
No.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
Really? We assault women?
Don't.
Look at all the Me Too. They're all white guys. We have white privilege, so it's easy. Just show your white skin. Everything works out. So if you're not getting something out of your white skin, you're a piece of shit. Because women
it's
have
not
women
what white
are women.
Which is, but go ahead.
Okay, what's white privilege?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
What's white
people
privilege?
People get treated differently.
Okay, well, then if you're a white man, you get treated better. You're a man and you're white.
Mm-hmm. Better than certain.
Okay,
groups,
so we're told that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's diversity. There's all this effort to improve other people, but men are the assholes who get everything they don't deserve. I'm not saying I agree with that.
I'm just saying there's the argument.
There are a lot of messages at white men that are, you know, look at the guy. We don't need another white man running Michigan State.
Well,
did anybody really mind him saying that?
That guy's a fucking idiot. Yes. We all mind
it.
Yeah.
I thought
most
it was a
normal
thing
people
to say.
Hear that and go, that guy is an idiot.
But there's a lot of people that go, yeah. You could not say.
I think more people would say that guy was an
idiot.
Wait
a minute. The person who was just deposed from that job or quit.
Oh, what about the
woman?
The,
right?
There's always going to be exceptions
Lou?
To this. Yeah, Lou Simon.
Well, okay. On the only point I'm making is generally all the assholes out there these days are white men. Generally, you don't hear a lot of criticism of the black community. You don't hear a lot of criticism of women. It's more who is fucking up the most right now. I mean, when you talk about people who are not being politically correct, they're usually white guys. Look at all the serial killers too. I mean, let's throw them in the pack. They are mostly white men.
Nice defending serial killers.
Well, they're getting bad messages. It's not their fault.
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounds like. Everybody else has an excuse. What? Where's our excuse for being losers?
White guys run everything. I mean, it's like,
exactly.
Fucking white guy, assholes, you didn't deserve that. You run everything. It's your fault.
Well, we're sorry. We didn't
Nobody earns anything. It's just handed to them.
We didn't know that if there was just the tiniest bit of pushback against that, that you all came in. Just have a blubbering mass of white dudes.
Yeah.
I know. Well, so anyway, like I said,
we're
I'm not saying
with our number one spot, Trudy.
How can we stay number one? Everybody's fucking passing us.
Maybe you weren't that great. Maybe
we
told you you were greater than you were.
For black people, Asian people, women. What about white guys? Nobody's rooting for us, but us. We don't
Nobody
have any fans.
Asked the whites how they felt. Nobody cares what the whites have to say.
See the argument.
Like we're heterosexual too. If we're heterosexual, yeah. We're even worse.
True.
Heterosexual white men are the shit of the world.
No,
right now.
We're in first place. You have the trifecta.
Not for long. Everybody's passing us.
We have the triple crown.
Well, the whites have been here since the beginning.
We can't even have a fucking parade for the fact that we're heteros. No parades.
Nobody wants to have a parade.
Yes, we want a fucking parade.
No, you just want a parade because other people have a parade.
If we have a parade.
Just like these people want an excuse because other people have an excuse.
If we ever celebrate ourselves, it'll come out as, what, men deserve a parade, damn it.
We celebrate ourselves every day.
Just
we're
picture how that parade is going to be, though. If
it'll be really gay.
Well, you should be there cheering us on.
This is a parade.
That's the way I grew up, and that's the way I'm going to be.
I'll do that.
See, that's what it sounds like.
A parade will be so gay, it'll become a gay parade.
Okay, so this is almost over.
I think some straight white males feel like they need to apologize for being straight white male, and you don't.
Well, those are the ones that embarrass me.
That's
the ones
stupid.
That feel
you don't have to
apologize. But yeah, there's a lot of them that do.
Well, that's dumb.
We tell girls they're amazing and unstoppable by virtue of their gender, while telling boys they have to somehow overcome their gender to be great. The result is a slumping male unsure to live his life. The Rotondos are right to force Michael to live his own life. They don't owe him support this far into adulthood, but the message of this case should be taken to heart by us all. Michael isn't alone in his failure. There are many others like him. We mock him at our own peril. Boys need to be taught how to clean up their rooms and not be so surprised that grown-up men still live in them.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
I don't want you to equivocate yourselves with Michael Rotondo, because... that is the worst
we're the biggest
possible
we're
talking about
image.
We're talking
the biggest
about
slice of the pie
men.
Too.
young men, and there are a lot of young men who are having trouble getting started.
Maybe so.
Are you saying they have a
try harder
failure to launch?
Maybe. I don't know what, you know, when I read about people that don't want their driver's license, I go, what? I mean, that's just a power you should want when you're 16.
But that's not solely white men. I mean, that's just young people in general.
No, it's not. But when it's a white man, I worry.
Young.
If it's a chick, I figure, you know, whatever.
What?
Well, that's the point.
A white man will pick her up.
Wait, yeah, she wants somebody to drive her around.
The whole point of the argument. The whole point of the
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
And a black gal pick her up, too.
Yeah.
Treat her right. Should be all set.
Fat men, white men, old men, young men. Just long they got money and crack cocaine, I can have mine every day.
She's very open-minded.
But the minute we enjoy that too much, then we're sluts. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I never got that, but...
I'm just saying you're right.
A little slut shaming.
This is a little ride.
So, anyway, this guy is
a loser.
He's really been in this guy's been in a long news cycle, and it doesn't seem like it's over.
Well, he's doing every appearance possible. I hope he takes that job at that restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, the restaurant will go to hell.
You think? Yes. Oh, because he's working there?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be a good employee. I mean, it's just going to be a stunt. They'll fire him and they'll get more publicity, won't they?
That's kind of brilliant. Can we hire him? Will you send out a tweet to him?
What if he refuses to stop working?
Here, we'll call him up real quick.
Send out a tweet to him. We have a place for him to live and he can work here.
You call the restaurant?
Rotondo?
I was going to call it Rotondo.
Oh, yeah, sure. Try Rotondo.
He never answers. But
do we know the name of the restaurant? We should call the restaurant.
Yeah.
They have to answer.
There's another restaurant we should call, too, that had their first adult night.
Hot.
Yeah, there's a little bit of pushback.
Yeah. Plus a real decorating
Your
issue.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3-1.
How much, let's say we offered him a job and a place to live here in the house.
Not available.
How much shit will we get from people?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Not so much from our audience. Michael, yeah, we wanted to make an offer. We're calling from a radio show, and we're hoping to have you on. And we saw that you had done something for Alex Jones, and we want to make a material offer as well. Please call back the 248 number. Thank you. Clear. That's how much.
Is it 10 hours a day? Isn't it? I put in work.
You know what he'd say? I can't leave the state because of my kid.
Well, we can give him a few dollars for an interview.
Sure.
I don't even think he's worth an interview. He's a horrible interview.
He's terrible. Look how many times. Have you ever seen a guy do the circuit like that that's been cut off more because of his Skype?
I know. The Fox News chick was so bummed.
That was awesome.
Because of his internet connection?
Yes.
He needs to get a new suit because that purple shirt, you can tell he's just reusing it. He's just wearing the same thing over and over.
All he has.
Over and over.
It's the only outfit he has.
Why doesn't he have any clothes from before? He didn't grow up in that suit.
It's the only suit he
Don't
has.
Don't wear that outfit again.
Have you noticed it's mostly
his mom well. On the suit?
I make him wear whatever I think he's going to look the best in.
I've seen, I think, 4 interviews with him on TV, and I think a female interviewed him every time. See, Fox had a female. CNN had an interview.
He had a female.
ABC News had an interview. It was a female who was talking into sound bites, and I think she interviewed him.
GMA had Gio Benitez, I thought.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Because they want to put Gio next to him and show the striking difference between
TMZ had Harvey.
Yes.
Oh, to make Gio look hotter?
Yes.
And Alex Jones had him in studio.
Nice.
But the women seem really disgusted with him.
Oh, God.
I thought they might be slightly disappointed, but they just seem like, dude, get off your ass. Let's go.
There's a lot of Michael Rotondos, though. There's one at Michigan State University.
Oh, boy.
That's
I wonder how he feels
bummer.
Being Michael Rotondo.
Any idea what restaurant it is?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because they tweeted out. I'll find it.
I'll read the spot while you're looking. And that would be our friends at Zot. Popcorn, foosball, massage chairs, smiling faces, free Jeep Wrangler loaner cars is exactly what you get when you get your next vehicle from Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep. You heard right. When you bring your vehicle in for service at Zot Chrysler Jeep, they will give you a new Jeep Wrangler for free to drive until yours is fixed. That's something you will not find at any other Jeep dealer in town, period. Plus, during Zot's Jeep Celebration event, you can lease a new loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 at just $198 a month. I'll say it again. Lease a loaded Jeep Compass limited four-wheel drive at $198 a month. Surf the rest of their sick deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Do you remember what was, oh, Casey Anthony's parents are on A&E tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk about that tomorrow. The father is like, she's fucking lying. She killed the kid. I don't want to talk to her again. The stupid mother still isn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she blames the father who she says taught her to lie.
Oh, what? There's a lying gene?
Yeah, there's a lying gene. Apparently, if she's lying even about murdering her child, it's still the father's fault. Even though he didn't teach her to murder. And what blows my mind in that whole thing was I couldn't believe the parents still showed support for her when they were blaming the father. They said, well, she probably drowned in the pool. Remember they said the ladder was gone and all that baloney. And they said, and he probably had to cover it up. And that was, the jury ate that up, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I thought was ludicrous.
Wasn't he a former cop?
Yeah, he was a former cop. Exactly. Huh.
This place that offered Rotondo a job is a chain. Villa Italian Kitchen. There's two in the area. There's
delicious.
None in Syracuse. I don't see.
Oh,
okay.
So I guess, do you want to call the one closest to him?
Yeah. They're probably getting a lot of shit.
You have to
ask him, what time do I start? That's how he would do it. He would just call the location closest to him.
I think he'd wait for them to call him.
Is it Waterloo? Yeah, okay.
Waterloo.
Hello, and thank you for calling Villa Restaurant Group. If you know your party's direct extension, you may dial it at any time during this recording. Otherwise, you may leave a message.
Yeah, Rotondo's trying to call for his job today when they're not open. Here's the one closest to him.
Oh, Brandon was going off the charts on that?
No, that's the one. That's the one I gave him at first. So,
while we're trying to dial that up, Johan Franzen, the Red Wing. Who signed that long, long contract along with Zetterberg and who's the other, the third star who plays in Russia now?
Datsuk.
Pavel Datsuk, yeah.
Say that, you know.
Yo.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Sounded like Trump there.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, we're calling to find out if Michael Rotondo has started work there yet.
Who?
Michael Rotondo, you know, the 30-year-old that wouldn't move out. His parents sued him.
By that name.
Yeah, he took a job at your restaurant. He's a real load.
No, he's not here.
He wants to know what time he's supposed to start, though.
Never been here.
Yeah, your restaurant offered him a job.
Yeah, but he's not here.
Yeah, but what time is he supposed to start?
Was that just a fake job, just to get publicity?
Yeah, he's not here. We haven't heard from him or nothing.
Oh, you just offered him the job?
I didn't.
But your boss did?
Most of our head boss, but he's not here.
Were you guys angry that he was offered a job? Because he's really a load.
I don't know nothing about it. I'm just an employee here.
You've never seen that load?
No.
Because we're talking about it on a radio show, and a lot of people are really angry at your boss for offering him a job, saying, why would you offer a load like that work?
Oh, I don't know nothing about it.
I mean, you don't want him to work there. You'll end up doing all the work.
Yeah.
You'll end up picking up for that load.
Is this a prank call?
No, it's not a prank call. No, we're just, it's a serious issue. People are very angry. She's expressing herself very well.
Is it Dot and Donnie?
No.
No, it's not Dot and Donnie.
Dot and Donnie. That sounds terrible.
Wait, is that a popular show around there? Wait, lady.
Wait,
she said yes.
Oh, she prefers the Dot and Donnie show?
Yeah, okay. You're not Dot and No, you're okay. Donnie and true to your Dot.
What a dumb name
I'm
for a show.
I'm searching for the Dot and Donnie show. The Dot and Donnie show?
Are
these people like over, is it an over 80 demographic? I mean, isn't anyone named Dot?
Or did she say Scott and Donnie?
I thought she said Dot. Oh, Scott and Donnie.
I don't see a Dot and Donnie.
No,
I don't see a Scott and Donnie either.
Come on, it's got to be Dot and Donnie.
I apologize to any younger Dots. Does anyone go by Dot anymore?
Yeah, my, what would she be, my niece?
Is her name Dorothy?
We can call back and say.
Dottie is her full name.
Hey, it's Dot Dottie! Wait. Dot is short for Dottie?
Well, they named...
short for Dorothy.
Well, it is, but they named her Dottie. She goes by Dot.
It's this Dottie.
I mean,
Dottie.
She's 4 months old.
Does she buy Dots?
Shut the just so fuck she can have up, Donnie.
Remember Dots at the movie theater?
Was it Dottie?
I actually kind of like Dots.
Yeah.
I can't. But
I could eat some Dots right now.
No, they're terrible.
Tear your teeth out, though.
Yeah, they stick in there.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth.
Ugh. Yeah, but you have some, you got to protect
it. They do get stuck. That's true.
Wait, now we need to call this lady back to find out what show she thought it was, because I can't find anything.
I'm going to try Buzzboard.
There's nothing for
Dot. Upstate New York.
What if Dot and Donnie are just friends of hers?
Well, that's why we need to call them back.
Well, while you guys are looking, Johan Franzen signed this. I think it was like an 8-year contract with the Red Wings. He was a star, a young center who scored tons of goals in the playoffs in, what was that, 2008 and 2009? He was so good.
Yeah, he had the record, right? He had a couple records. One for the most goals scored in a 4-game series. He scored, 9 goals in the 4 games against the Colorado Avalanche
like
that
15
year?
Goals in 16 games or something in the postseason.
Yeah, when you're beating Gordie Howe records, it's a big deal. And that's why a lot of individuals were upset. Well, at the time, they weren't upset that he got the extension instead of Marian Hossa. But then, obviously, Hossa went on and did a lot more.
Won a couple cups.
Yeah, with Chicago. And so then it was all hindsight, and everybody said, oh, you picked Franzen over Hossa.
But Franzen was a very talented young player who got some concussions, and all of a sudden, he couldn't play for long stretches. He tried to come back. It didn't work out. And I have barely heard his name. I could swear. When's the last time people talked about Johan Franzen?
I remember 2015 because he came back for, 2 games that year?
Did he do anything in the 2 games?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Might have had an assist, but...
So that's 3 years ago.
I thought there was an article just that kind of hinted to it, like, where are they now that he wasn't doing so well?
Wait, where are they now?
That was a year ago, 2 years ago.
Someone pinch me if I land in where are they now. That is just such a bummer.
Well, no, it means people care.
I know, but it also says, boy, this guy is so not doing shit. We had to find him. We found him for you.
Well, it doesn't,
Here's the nothing this guy's up to now.
Well, that means you were something.
That's true. True.
Yeah, 25 goals in 2008 and 2009 combined.
That's not bad for a center. Pretty good year.
That's a lot of goals in the playoffs in 2-year period.
Sissy Franz and Johan's wife and mother, their 2 boys, shared the family's struggles on her blog and Instagram, revealing the toll his head injuries continue to incur. Franzen is 38 now? That seems...
Yeah.
I thought he was under contract to 2021. Is that possible?
I think he is. Didn't he sign the 11-year deal?
Yeah. It was a long, long deal. He's not played since October 10, 2015, when he aborted to come back 2 games into the season after complaining of feeling unwell. Missed the last part of 2014-15 after a blindside shoulder hit by Edmonton's Rob Klinkhammer. On January 6th, Franzen left with another concussion. He said he had at least 4 head injuries during his career. That's what he and his family continue to deal with. On our blog...
At least 4? I mean, that just doesn't seem like much, but...
Well...
Clearly it was.
Maybe some lighter,
The CTE
small
type.
Concussions, minor concussions. Sissy Franzen said, I don't know where to start, but this week had been really hard and emotional. Monday morning, the kids, Lisa and I, flew out to Denver to visit Johan. Been going through an intensive treatment program at the Brain Health Institute, and this last week was a family week where I joined him for some sessions. Still dealing with post-concussion syndrome. The last months have been very bad. Something needs to happen. I'm so thankful we found this amazing place. It opened up in March. They treat veterans and athletes with brain traumas. Johan was their very first athlete. First day when he came was a great day. Nice to see each other again. Second day, terrible. We got in a huge fight. Probably normal in most relationships, but when you have a brain injury, it adds up and it becomes so not rational. The brain can't pause and take a break when it's overloaded and can't recover. He bounced back to a very dark and sad place. However, I'm glad it happened while we were there. Amazing top-of-the-line team at the Marcus handled the situation so professionally, they rescheduled his and my schedule completely the day after to treat him as best they could. You could feel they all genuinely cared for Johan and for me. He was teamed with 3 veterans. They've all become very close, sharing their stories and situations. For me, it was also great to get together with the other wives, sharing the same stories along with lots of tears. I've not been crying this much in a long time. So as I said, it's been very hard, but also great. They have a great approach. They all target different aspects of PTSD. Oh, boy. We were, for the first time, hopeful for the future. Johan feels much better from when he started the treatment. It's not going to be easy, but now he has a plan on how to handle to go forward and can start to work out again slowly. Work out? He's not going to play hockey, is he?
There's no way.
What? Wants to learn to handle situations better. Doctors and therapists are still.
I don't know
maybe
how
she means work.
Would
maybe she means
him.
Work out, as
just
in work things out. I don't know. Doc's therapist is still there for us. We will continue to follow up. Super proud of my husband for getting his butt out there. Living with a husband with a brain injury is not easy. It's like a roller coaster. I'm doing my best to get us to a better place, not only for us, but also for our amazing boys. Helped the Wings win the Stanley Cup in 08, scoring 13 goals in 16 playoff games. In 09, he scored a career high 34, added 12 goals and 11 assists for, thanks for listening to the podcast, author. He signed an 11-year, $43.5 million contract extension in April 2009. So we know money's not a problem, as it is in many of these families. The contract runs through 2019-2020, thanks for listening to the podcast, remains intact. And the Wings gained salary cap relief in season by having Franzen on long-term injured reserve. He traveled with his teammates as he went to Tampa for a playoff series in April 2015. At the time, he spoke how hard it was to explain what he was going through. See the disappointment in my son's eyes when they ask, Dad, can't you play with us? It breaks your heart. For 2 months, not being able to pick up your kids or play with your kids for more than 2 minutes, it makes you think a little bit. I was in a dark place. Oh, boy. Really tough. Yikes. I mean, I knew it was bad.
Yeah, because I remember when he first left, he was spending a lot of time in dark rooms where he would just have to go in there and have all the lights off for hours at a time. Head injuries, tough.
You want to hear some comments on that story?
I hate to even imagine what people are saying.
Most of them are very positive, but then you have another one of those boneheaded decisions Holland made, keeping Francis De La Hosa. Still baffles me. I've had multiple concussions. I don't have millions of dollars. And I still play hard. Franzen's just milking out the rest of his contract.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know, this is why everyone should not have a voice.
Now the next comment. You've never played hockey in your life, faker. It just devolves into an argument. Then there's another one down here. Everyone would appreciate a wife that blabs on and on and on online about your personal issues. She's doing it because people are curious, or maybe it'll help somebody, or, you know, people want to know what happened to Johan.
Maybe she wants to blab.
Yeah.
She's got to get it off her chest.
He's acting like Johan didn't approve this.
I know. I don't think Johan's paying much attention to Instagram.
Yeah. But those are just the two I pulled out. Most of them are really pretty positive.
You know, whatever. You comment on it, it's just so stupid.
But he's still a wing, you know, for the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't think he'll be scoring many goals. I hope not. No. I mean, if he's talking about working out to play hockey, then I don't know what to say about that.
Nuts.
Yeah, it would be beyond nuts. I'm sure his wife would. It might be the last straw. I'm amazed these women stay with these guys. It's, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Hey, sickness and health.
Just when you read about how irrational it becomes,
yeah,
and the fights and the circular.
Well, did you ever watch that Real Sports?
Yeah,
I was telling you about. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And the guy's former Buccaneer. And the reporter goes, "How old are you?" He goes, "I'm 50." And she just looks at him and goes, "Ah, you're 60."
Yeah, boy.
Don't know how old you are. And of course, she's like, "Can I get you anything on?" He's like, "I want my gun."
Oh, great!
And
sure.
And guess how much,
guns for you.
And guess how much money the NFL gave him. With the settlement. Zero. Because they fight every single settlement.
I know. It's disgusting.
Well, they have the big settlement, and then everybody that files for it, like, nope, depression doesn't count.
I don't know how old I am, no.
Although, did you get what I was saying about the Webster family? Like Mike Webster, who died, one of the first, he was the first ground zero for CTE.
He took his family through the worst pile of hell you could ever imagine. Not to mention, you know, a lot of these guys, and I think Mike Webster's in this category, make terrible investment decisions and terrible decisions with money. And so you think, well, at least you got lots of money, which is how a lot of people think. Yeah. I mean, which blows my mind. But anyway, he blew all his money. He was homeless. He was living in his truck at the end of his life, which. Ugh.
But his, was that his son?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
The NFL, once again. He hasn't gotten a dime, and they're kind of like, where's the money for Dad? But is it to cover medical costs, or is it because they want the money?
Yeah, Dad is long dead.
Yeah, but for a long time.
Did he kill himself, or was he killed by the cops, or what?
I don't know. I always confuse him with the guy that drove.
Did he drive the wrong way down the highway?
I thought that was him.
Yeah, I think it was him. There were multiple crazy incidents with Mike Webster. I mean, it's the saddest story. Awful. This guy was the
best.
He was the best at his position for a long time. He was the stable guy that never missed a game that you could always count on. And all of a sudden, everything went sideways, and his poor wife and family just went through hell.
He died of a heart attack in 2002 at the age of 50.
Okay, so who's the guy that drove on the wrong side on the fire?
I think it was Mike. I still think that was Mike Webster. He did. Remember, he did a bunch of crazy shit. I mean, crazy shit. Yeah. And his kids were not fully grown. Oh, could be Rotondo.
Wait, 315.
315? Wait, 315?
You know who it is, Brandon?
No.
Pick it up.
Nikki? Yellow? Yellow?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi. There is no Michael at this number. This is an Indiana number, so could you please stop calling here?
I'm sorry. We only call, ma'am. I believe we only call once. Our producer Brandon does not know area codes, and he's unable to use the internet. We're trying to teach him his job, and he's having some problems.
Your area code is in New York.
You're in 315.
I know. The area code is New York, but I'm living in Indiana.
Oh, could you apologize?
Wow, you can have an area code for a different area in a different state? How does that work?
Could you apologize to Brandon? Because he just got blamed for this, and it's not his fault.
Okay, but, I mean, I get phone calls, like, every day.
From what kind?
Really?
Who's calling you?
There's no Michael here.
Okay, well, I think unless they know that, or you tell them that, they're not going to know. I mean, we'll never call back, but that was kind of an insincere apology to Brandon, in my opinion. What?
Maria.
What?
She called back on a number that didn't match the number I called.
There's no Michael here.
Oh. Also,
well, so you did call an Indiana number, so she didn't owe an apology. We might have to call her back.
Wait, why is she in Indiana?
I'm really shy. I'm embarrassed.
She has a New York cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that area code was New York.
Well, why is she trying to, like, bust us that it's the wrong area code?
What number did you call, Brandon?
I called a 315 number.
Okay.
Yeah, she had an apology. A 315 number.
I feel like she should be called back for an apology.
Well, the phone just disconnected.
It's possible.
Okay.
I look for...
Demand an apology, Brandon.
Unless it's a Melrose hang-up. Oh, yeah. Call back.
That lady's big on Melrose.
Let's see if she answers.
I'm really shy. I'm embarrassed.
She might take it all out on us.
This is a different number that I don't know.
We'll just cross-reference it.
Would you think she was Nikki? Looked like Nikki.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 315.
Did you call back the number she just called from? Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Should I call the other one back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounded like a lovely.
It's a borderline call,
Maria.
Yeah, boy. Oh, this is the Maria number.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
It has to be, right?
Well, no. We tried Rotondo, the regular one. Didn't you try Rotondo?
She said there's no Michael here. Oh, so
wait.
Yeah, because we offered him a job.
Hold on. Hold your horses. Oh, I think it might.
Brandon's so flustered over her callback. Are you flustered?
Oh boy. I think the one that we've been calling all this time.
What?
Yes, that's it. That was the one we had for his son.
Are you okay?
Okay.
So she may have had a point.
Are you okay?
No, you okay? Because, I don't know, whoever got that cell phone. Who got the original Rotondo? I think it was me. God damn it.
You just outed yourself.
Like it goes through these stages of
maybe we should call her back to tell her that she does not owe Brandon an apology and that she was correct in not apologizing.
If an apology is owed, it's from Brandon to her.
But it's still a 315. And it still popped up under... That's why she's getting all the calls, because that's the number that he is listed
for. Hey, you got John Waite's number off the caller ID?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, are you trying to say that multiple people also had the wrong number, so therefore it's okay? Because I like that thinking.
She's been getting a ton of calls, so obviously everybody else thought it was his number as well.
Yeah, so it's common.
Who the hell are you, anyway?
Common mistake.
It's funny that she's calling people back.
She's probably calling all of them.
A lot of time on her hands. Yeah. Sounds very Rotondo-esque. Nothing but time.
Well, it's in the genes. She's named Rotondo. They're related somehow.
I don't know. If I were being mistaken for a relative of his, I think I'd be very
Brandon
diligent.
Instead of erasing the number from his phone scroll, has written in Nikki, not Michael. So we'll always have Nikki Rotondo's number.
You never know.
We want to help people.
Ooh, there's Barney Smith's number. Should we call Barney and see how the signing went? Was that today or yesterday?
It was Saturday. Was his big party?
Yeah,
birthday.
His birthday and
his birthday. I don't even remember.
Yeah, his birthday was this
and his
week.
Book. His book signing.
And his book signing, and he said the street would be blocked off.
Yeah,
right. How about that?
I was worried that
the king of the commode.
What?
I was really concerned that nobody would call. Nobody'd show up for the book signing.
Aww. Oh yeah, they will.
And you know he's ready to brag about it. I mean, I don't want to spend 20 minutes with him, but...
Oh, good luck.
I know.
Good luck. That's two questions is 20 minutes. You're the one opening this up.
The Cash Me Outside, How About That drops were just killing me.
How about that?
I don't know why when she said it, I laughed. Every time I heard that, it made me laugh.
You want to give him a shot?
Yeah. Sure.
We should find out if someone can take care of his leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Leaves.
I know. I saw more of those bloody pictures. He's constantly falling down. He's bleeding like a sieve.
Like a sieve.
Yes. He's got a cane and a walker, and he's raking the leaves. We should get... Wait, we have the granddaughter's number, don't we? Should we call the granddaughter instead?
Yeah.
Brandon?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, that would save a lot of time. Maybe. I don't know. She's related.
Is it the daughter or the granddaughter?
She has the yap gene. Oh, the daughter, yeah. Julie. That's it. Yeah, she's taking the bids. That way we two for the price of one, we can find out the bids and ask her why she's not raking.
What if she talks longer than he does?
It's a risky, because Barney we know is entertaining.
Yeah.
Can ask her how many friends she had to get to go buy the book and,
how about that?
And sign it so Dad wasn't bummed out.
Oh.
What?
Like he'd be bummed out. Such a sweet old dude.
What song is cranking? Who likes to wipe until there isn't a hint of brown?
Oh.
Here's what you ought to do. I'm midway through.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, I guess we have to call Barney.
Well, I've been plunging with the plunger. I've been turning some knobs. But still, the water just flows. The poop is on the floor.
We should take a hint. Oh. No one is answering our calls. Everyone's like going to voicemail.
Just Memorial Day.
Wait, there's no song for San Antonio, Texas?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Hello.
Barney!
Yes?
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show. We talked to you last week about the Toilet Museum.
Yes. Did you want to interview me today or what?
Well, we wanted to find out how the book signing went, because we knew you were having
it. Oh, it was nice. There was a lot of people, and I guess I put my name in at least 100 books.
That's fantastic.
I put BES Arts. Thank you, BES Arts, Barney, and put the date, 5/25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of information.
Wow.
Did they need the police to direct traffic?
No, I didn't have a police escort out here, if that's what you was asking. No, there was a lot of them standing in the street, though.
Oh, okay.
They had to get out of the way for a car to come through.
Well, that's kind of what I meant.
We didn't have the block marked off for... It cost me too much money to call the city and let them put up barricades and put up do not enter...
You're a public figure.
...section of the road.
There's a lot of over-explaining.
We'll just let them
just come
and go. Yep. If they wanted to drive a car through there, well, then let the ones get over to the side and let the car through.
Yep.
Yeah, just park and walk over there.
And you don't want you don't want the police there, because next thing you know, you might get cited for all those leaves in your yard.
Hey, how about that drop?
They would charge me for a permit.
Ridiculous.
And yeah, I think it costs about $35 to get a permit
to
Buck maybe, off the street.
Maybe get Pam in toilet
Wait a
seats.
Sec. Wait a sec. They don't do that. They don't do that for the Alamo, do they?
I don't know what they do for the Alamo.
They don't do that for the Riverwalk.
A lot of people.
Barney, what did your well, you could have could you did you think of calling on your friends with Homeland Security because they could have provided security for you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've got a couple of papers out there that said the Homeland Security had allotted $10 million to protect the toilet seat museum right here in Alamo
Good
Heights.
Question, Drew.
Wow, I wonder how I wonder if the taxpayers are behind that.
Well, I imagine that's where your tax money is going. But yeah. I won't see any of that money.
Dropping the bucket.
It's for coffee money for the Homeland Security or pay their rent or do something with it. They don't give it to me.
I see.
How about that?
That's too
but
bad.
But I do have it up for sale. If anybody there in your state wants it, well... Let them contact me, so
we're fully aware of that.
We advertise on the radio or TV or whatever you've got there to say that old 97 is getting too old to get out there. I was out there until about 3:15
okay.
this evening.
Did Bob Peterson
and
stop by?
From 11 o'clock until 3:15.
Wow.
And a person called me and said, well, I'll see you about at 4 o'clock. Well, I haven't called yet, and here it is 20 minutes after 5.
Wait, isn't...
I left the last one there at 3:15.
Barney.
Closed the doors for me, and I latched it. What? Took my money out of my donation jar and came in the house.
Barney, wait a second. It's Memorial Day. Can't you close the Toilet Seat Museum for Memorial Day?
Is today Memorial Day?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you should have been closed for the. You should have been closed
for
Memorial
Day.
It should
be open. Should be open. People are out doing stuff.
Oh no, not Barney needs time to write the leaves.
Left it open and come in the house and somebody. I had a bunch of people today from a church up on Stone Oak. And I said, well, I don't remember having a...
appointment?
Appointment. And they said, no, we just saw the doors were open and came on in.
Well,
about 10 or 12 of them from a church.
How about
that? There was a room in the streets on Memorial Day.
Room in the streets?
Don't they have any public service they can do? I would think they'd
left my doors open and come in the house, and whoever was wanted to see it today, they could have stepped in and broke the alarm system there on my set. You can walk in.
It's probably a string with a bunch of cans on it.
In the house here.
Is the alarm system?
Isn't it dead?
How many times?
Like my alarm going off.
That's like an alarm clock.
It's not my alarm, but it's somebody else.
How many times has the alarm system saved the Toilet Seat Museum from serious, from I don't know, an arson possibly, or someone stealing toilet seats from you?
Well, no, it's just a. It's not a stealing. It's giving me trouble. Like I've got Saddam Hussein's piece of toilet out of Baghdad. Yeah. And if they didn't like that, well, then they may come in and try to do some damage on the toilet seats.
Political.
And then I could get a hold of Homeland Security
like ISIS?
And tell them they're tearing
political
up
political opponents. They're political. Everything's politics. Everything is politics.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Okay, Barney, we were just calling to see, I don't know what we're calling to see about. We tried to call Julie about the bids to see how that was going, and she didn't answer our call. Is there a good time to call Julie?
Yeah, Julie is the one that's taking the bids.
Yeah,
she said that somebody in
how does Bob Peterson fit
Germany or Switzerland or someplace wanted to buy it for their daughter. And...
Oh, what a great gift for your daughter.
I think they wanted to give me $20,000.
Oh, boy. Make sure that check clears first.
And I said, well, you've got to put that in writing. You've got to
add a zero.
Write me a letter or put it down.
$10,000.
Yeah, swear to it.
$20,000 that they put on there. And my daughter said, well, it's worth more than that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. how much I may have to give it away.
Oh, no.
No. Sell it a la carte before you do that.
Yeah, good point.
I wanted to get some money for my trust fund for my two daughters that are left.
And your granddaughter.
Wait, a trust fund? How old are your daughters?
My daughter, one of them died about 2 years ago, and I let her daughter, my granddaughter, take her mother's place there on the estate sale.
And
so I'm trying to get as much money out of it as I can. I won't be spending any of it. I won't be buying a new Cadillac and
you should.
Rolls Royce or watch. A Rolls Royce watch.
$5 million
A Rolex?
Rolex.
Listen to that.
A Rolex car. Rolls Royce watch.
That money for your information, that they want to give me for the museum.
Okay.
I'll let it go in for my two daughters and my granddaughter.
Well, Barney, we have to run because the call's about over. But thank you for your information, and we will...
Well, I'm so glad that you called, and I ask you if you could send me a copy of the...
Yeah, Brandon's all over that.
Something about it was on the radio. It's not on the computer. The way that it's...
Are you on the computer, Barney?
We can send it to you.
Brandon's going to straighten all that out for you. Brandon will be calling you back and giving you all that information so you can listen to the interview. But like I said, this call's about to end. It's a weird system we have here where the phone call only lasts X amount of minutes, and we're about to wrap up, so I just want to say goodbye before we got cut off.
Well, I'm so glad that you called, and I'll tell you goodbye so that break the circuit and give me a ring anytime. And Julia's son has got the computer. Uh-oh. And if you had anything on a computer that you wanted to send to Christopher, Christopher Murders, I think is
Christopher Murders?
Julia Murders, but it's Christopher Livermore is his name.
Okay. We're in touch with him.
Name before they got a divorce. It's Julia Murders or Christopher Livermore.
We have all the information, and again, this call is just about to end, so we're just going to have to say goodbye real quick.
Bye, Barney.
Thank you for your time. That. Thanks, Barney.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Barney.
Thank you.
I love all of you.
Love you too, Barney.
Bye.
Brandon will be calling you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Love you, Barney.
See you. Bye.
All right. Bye now.
Bye, Barney.
How about that? Bye.
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 See ya.
Bye. See you. Goodbye. Bye.
Oh, I thought he was gone. I hung up.
Bye.
Oh.
Barney?
Was that Market?
I hung up on him.
Well, then we need a click.
How about that?
Thought he was gone.
Antonio, they have
how about
got
that?
The Alamo.
I think you can say goodbye as long as you say goodbye back.
How about that?
Man, he's incredible.
I only come up from the river walk to go see the Alamo.
That's San Antonio song.
You've got to go see the Alamo. If you're in San Antonio, you've got to go see the Alamo. Yes, you do. La 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 la.
He's running out of things to mention. Mention the toilet store.
The Spurs are a very good team. They play in San Antonio. They're a very, very, very good team. They're so good at basketball.
I think he was really tired when he did this.
You got to go see the Alamo. No. San Antonio has got the Alamo. Jensen.
Nobody paid for this.
Yeah.
This is gratis. I like his Michigan cities better.
Yeah.
Even you in San Antonio, you've got to go see the Alamo. La 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 la. San Antonio's the wonderful city.
Wow.
Heavy.
Rocked.
How far in are we, Brandon?
215.
Oh, I can't believe we made it this far. I wonder what the temperature is upstairs. Anybody care to guess?
You mean on the thermostat? 87, because it's been 87 the whole time.
It's got to be 80, at least 85 by now.
No way. I swear it was 85 when I got here, and then Zeus told me later it was up to 87, so it actually got warmer.
Hot.
It did get hotter. I don't understand that. I think it might have been because you opened the door.
Oh, and came in with some?
Yes.
I could see that.
What does it say?
87.
What?
What?
I think it's broken.
It's virtually unchanged.
It's cooler outside than it was.
It
It's damn
cool.
It.
It's cool down here, though.
I live in a fucking sauna.
I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a coming, baby.
Man, I could be losing weight. What's this? It's supposed to get rain this week, isn't it?
Yes, we're supposed to get that big, whatever it is.
Will that bring the temperature down, possibly?
Yeah.
It'll probably delay a building of a playset. It's crazy.
With what?
Oh,
the playset debacle.
Sounds like a good way to end the show. Mark was very excited because of the playset. How's Antonio's work, by the way?
Well, it's halfway done because I had to wait for the swing set to get
in. Oh, okay. Is it coming along fruitfully?
Antonio's work?
Yeah.
Well, he did the half he needs to do.
Right.
And now I'm waiting for sod and concrete.
Uh-huh.
But it all depends on this swing set that was supposed to be installed Tuesday.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
We tore out the pool. The pool's bye-bye, and it's gone, so we're right. Putting in the swing set. And they were supposed to be in last Tuesday. They called, a part's missing. We'll be in tomorrow. Okay? They called the next day.
A part's missing sounds like it got shipped, and there's a major part missing, and it's like, I want a different set would be how I would feel.
Well, the next day it was,
start over.
Your whole set's not here. It's like, wait, and I said, wait, yesterday.
Wait, how'd they know the part
was
there?
There was a part missing. Well, no, it's all bullshit. So, like, okay, Thursday. They're going to be out there Thursday. Takes 4 hours between 8 and 12, one-man crew. Sometimes it can be a little tougher.
Four hours?
Maybe 2 days. I said, okay, great. Guy comes out, and I swear, and that's what I was telling you today. I thought it was the wrong set because it didn't. The book that he had was a different footprint. And it had a different name. I'm like, this is all messed up.
Meanwhile, two little girls, well, just one, because she was dying
to go out there and play.
This guy starts
building it and just decides, I'm done for the day, and leaves. And it was maybe 5% built. And he's like,
what?
I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. So I'm getting ready.
I love people who, by the way, who are not interested in completing jobs in one fell swoop. When it's like, one fell swoop job.
No shit. Yeah. That's already been paid for because it was all wrapped into the price.
Sayonara, butt face.
I'm getting ready. It's almost 8 o'clock. And she was like, hey, he's going to be here soon. It's 8 o'clock. That guy is not going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Oh, he's supposed to come at 8 in the morning?
Yeah, on Friday. Shows up at 9 and sat in his car for a half hour till 9:30.
What? Doing what?
I don't know. Beating it. I don't know what he was doing out there. I have no idea. Oh,
that's a bad sign when somebody's spending time in the car.
And so then he goes and starts working in the back. And of course,
good things don't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
In the car.
It's one of those things where every time he looked out the back window, he was doing one of these. looking at paper very confused,
puzzled,
and quizzically. Yeah.
Why did you not take a picture of that face?
Oh, that seems like a face worth...
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. You have to zoom in to see that look. So noon, he leaves, which I figured, cool, you know, lunch, that's fine. It's hot as hell out. It's a tough job.
But noon, I would have thought he was going to be done by noon.
Oh, yeah, but looking out, it was one of those things, every time I looked outside, I go, no, it's not getting done today.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Left at noon, finally came back. I had to leave and do some stuff, but as I was leaving, he was sitting in my driveway, in the car, on the phone. I'm like, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, I was talking to my boss. The schedule's all mixed up. I said, but are we okay? He's like, oh, yep, no problem. I said, okay, I'm running to the store. And I go to the store, and Julie calls me and said, he left again.
He left again.
Returned. See ya. Returned at like 3:30, sitting in his car.
Wow. What do you think he was doing in his car, by the way?
I honestly think it was really hot out. You know, it was 90 degrees.
Oh, so he was cooling off.
I think he was just cooling off.
Okay.
But mind you, he's done maybe an hour of work to this point. Maybe an hour, hour and a half.
Hmm.
And as Julie pointed out in the argument she had with him, if he would have gotten here at 8 o'clock, it wouldn't be 90 degrees out.
Well, that's
and
true.
He's just arguing about how hot it is now. You haven't been outside all day when she had just spent 3 hours outside doing
that's
stuff.
That's brassy.
Well, which that kind of pissed her off. It's like, you don't. This has nothing to do with it. Go finish. And it, so now finally, I think it's like 3:45. He's like, 2 hours left. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Then I went on with my day. Next thing I know, it's 11 o'clock at night. And Julie goes, he's knocking on the door. He was working in the dark.
What?
Working in the dark.
Well, I always worry about...
I signed it just because I wanted to be done with it. It was 11 o'clock at night. And the next morning, Charlotte's just so pumped to go out there. I go out there and just start taking pictures of everything. I mean, I would have done a better job, and I would have done a shitty job on it. Because there were, like, screws punctured through the wood. The ladder was in the wrong place. There's supposed to be these little
Not looking too good.
There's supposed to be these rock walls. You're supposed to put the little, you know how, you know what a rock
wall is. Footholds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To climb.
You're supposed to put some on each side. He put them all on one side. So, yeah. So there's a flat board on the other side. So,
what a madman.
The top.
Shar's going to have to climb like this.
Oh, the poor girl. The poor girl.
He must have been in the car all night. Sounds like he got out of the car at 10:15 and just whipped through it.
The top of the slide is all warped because he screwed it in too tight, so it warped. Fucking disaster.
Oh, man.
It's a disaster, and at first I was really pissed off about it, and I said to Julie, I go, I don't want to even talk about it in front of Shar because she loves it. But that went out the window about an hour later because she's asked me why I'm taking pictures of everything, and I'm like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, and now we got to complain, and... It's a whole thing, which I
so
need to get it.
If you were grading
disaster,
if you were grading it, you'd give it an F.
Oh, a big fat F.
If Charlotte was grading it without your pictures, she would give it what?
A plus, because she can go outside and swing by herself and go down a slide.
Well, he might say, "Look, your kid loves it. It's a problem."
Except there's like loose screws all over the place poking out.
See, injuries on her.
Never been worse.
Never left the book, by the way, the instruction book.
Well, that's evidence. That's evidence.
All right.
So I'm looking at pictures of it online going, this board is not existent. This picture, I don't know where this board came from. Wow. There's an extra board. It's honestly to the point where it's...
That's what took him until 3:30 to find that board. He was ad-libbing.
It's so comical now how bad of a job this guy did.
Wow. I want to see a picture of it.
I'll show you all the pictures. It's fine. It looks ridiculous.
You should take one last picture of poor Char's sad little face.
She's not sad. She loves it.
Just tell her to pretend.
You make a sad face? Yeah. Nah, I don't want to care about a kid. But first I was like, well, you know, and there was a bracket.
She loves it.
There's a bracket that's supposed to hold the ladder to the house that you climb up.
Oh, the ladder's just loose?
Yeah. Yeah. There's one bracket on one side, not on the other side.
So a lot of kids would have broken backs if that ladder stayed.
Horrible.
It's not attached.
It's not attached, yeah.
Boy,
I can only assume.
Is it safe to swing on the swing?
Yeah. Oh yeah, my fat ass swung on the swing. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You tested it out?
Yeah. Well, no, I've been out there a lot this weekend because somebody needs someone to play with them. I don't mind.
That's what little Annie's for.
Part about being a dad, I suppose. But I was just so now I don't know where it lies. I'm supposed
Did
to
go on the slide.
Tomorrow. Did I?
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because I told her I'm not climbing up that ladder because it's not attached.
But that didn't bother her.
No, she's been having a blast.
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Does someone have to hold the ladder when she climbs it?
No.
And the slide is all warped? Is it going to throw her off?
Well, you get cut. It's like the top where it's supposed to be flush with
it. Off the side.
It's warped because he did what I would have done is just take your drill and go, and just screw it in as far as it goes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's 11 o'clock. Standards go down as it gets dark.
I can't honestly do anything
at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, just be done.
It's pitch blackout.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So who knows? They really should replace the whole thing, but I doubt that's going to happen.
What? You're going to try to salvage it?
You're going to have to take apart a whole set and put a whole new one up?
Yeah, but they write stuff off all the time.
I hope so.
Oh, it seems like with those big stores,
I said when I called the person at Costco, I said that, and they go, we bring them enough business. Trust me, they're going to want to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
spread out, Costco.
No, that is the way they lean on people.
Ooh. They're very anal about it.
Yes, because if you screw up, you never sell another whatever you're selling there.
Yeah, there's plenty of other swing
Stop
sets
the
that
hammering.
They could.
I'm worried about this guy being in the assembly business.
Stop the hammering!
I think it might have been his first day.
His first day! Well, that's understandable then.
Well, he told me all the other jobs he had, so... All I can think
Why is he telling you about jobs? Why isn't he working?
And his arrest that he had from the Berkeley police once. So that's nice to hear.
What are you arrested for?
Allegedly not paying a bar bill. It did seem like a bullshit arrest. I'll give
Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Even when you're assembling a swing set, I don't think you should share an arrest.
Not good business.
Oh, God, no.
He was shitting all over his company, too, and I just went, are you an independent contractor or do you work for him? He goes, oh, I'm independent. I said, I figured it's why you're shitting on your company. Well, whatever.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope it's a new set. But either way, yeah, Charlotte
likes
it.
It's going to ring. I don't like it. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
You don't have to play with it.
Is that what you play
I do.
What if they get an A from you and Charlotte gives it a D?
That's the problem, though. When they fix it, I will have no excuse to not climb up the ladder. I'll have to climb up the ladder and the rock wall. You want to come over and play? Anybody want to come over and play on the swing set?
How high is the rock wall?
Like 4 feet.
4 feet, yeah. It's,
I know so much about the swing set.
I saw some of the pictures.
Oh, you did?
But, Mark, you're taller than the rock wall.
Trudy, were you as disappointed in Mark with the workmanship?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was shoddy.
Would you be demanding a redress?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Here's what the rock wall is supposed to look like. Which, by the way, the ladder is in the wrong spot. It's supposed to be reversed, which is probably why there's a bracket missing.
Oh.
That's what the rock wall is supposed to look like.
That's pretty cool. What?
he put all the little things you're supposed to climb up to.
You're supposed to grab the rope while you're on the rock wall? Is that what that's for?
I don't know if that rope's supposed to be there.
That rope's not in the picture.
No, yeah, it is. That rope is supposed to be there, but...
I didn't see it in the picture of the good-looking set.
Each board has two pieces of the rock wall climbing when there's supposed to be every other
staggered.
Ladder. See, you can see it up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for your right leg and your left leg.
And here's the board on the other side that's supposed to have some that's barren.
You're
supposed to climb up. It's American Ninja Warrior. You're supposed to climb up the angled
did
board.
Did he not look at the picture?
Oh, I'm sure he did. After he probably put them all on one board.
And he's like, screw it. They'll never know.
How are they attached to the board?
They're just screwed in. So those boards are useless now.
So the boards are going to have holes in
they're
them.
They're all 2x4s.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not the best workmanship. I would agree.
And there's screws missing on another part of it. You can see the screw holes. Man, I guess you just didn't want to put those in.
I'm sympathetic with the assembler because I hate assembly stuff. Every time I assemble anything,
I agree.
It's like, this thing is missing this. And usually by the end, it's like, oh, yeah, they got everything here.
I agree, but that's his job.
Yeah, then
again. Oh, I know. It's not my job.
He is an
assembler. My job.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know. If you can pay someone to assemble.
There's a missing bracket. Not my job. So there's nothing connecting that. There's nothing connecting that to the rest of the structure. There's supposed to be a bracket there.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Boy, nothing like pictorial evidence. This guy looks pretty busted.
Oh, there's a lot of wood that split, too, because once again, he's like,
yeah.
Oh, and of course, he's doing all that work at night when a four-year-old.
Do you have a flashlight?
No.
No flashlight?
No. Well, no wonder it looks like that.
And this part didn't bother me as much as it bothered Julie. There's two little kids trying to sleep at 9:30.
Oh, it's bam, 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 bam.
All you hear is drill, yeah.
Oh, your neighbors, too.
I don't care about them. They're fine. That's part of it.
Stop the hammering!
Boy, that's
so we'll
rough.
See. But if they tear it, it's going to rain all week. And this thing's not going to be done by the end of summer. Determined.
Well,
the
whatever's
backyard.
Going over there has got to stop.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that is not cool.
basically worked 3:30 to 11 at night.
Jeez.
Well, get us out of here, Brandon.
Please.
This room is cooking. It's 87 degrees upstairs. What do you think it's down here, by the way? Just ballpark.
Oh, it feels comfortable. It
feels okay.
I think it got down to about 80.
Yeah, maybe 80.
Is it 80, really?
Probably 80, 83.
Feels like there's cool air coming in.
It feels
over
better.
There.
A lot better than when I first came down here a few hours back.
It was rough. I'm glad the dogs are down here.
When did you leave for Chicago?
I left Friday morning.
It was hot out Thursday, though. You didn't have the air on?
Was it hot Thursday?
I don't know.
At night, it seems like it's been cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And so I think I just turned the heat off or the air off and closed the windows, and it's cool. It's okay. And then I just forgot to turn it back on.
No.
Realizing, not checking the forecast at all. I actually thought I left the AC at 73, but it was off.
Oh, that's why.
So,
yeah. Oh, well.
Seems like it's coming in cold. So, I don't know why it's 87. I guess we'll find out. It's supposed to be 90 tomorrow again?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It'll never get down below 76, I predict.
Yeah. We're all going to bake.
Well, okay.
No, you guys are, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Ha!
Oh, that's right.
Oh, tomorrow's Tuesday. I know, I'm so screwed up. When I saw Trudy, I was like, what is Trudy doing here? Is she out of her mind?
Can't stop.
I was thinking, oh, Bentley must be here. And there's like, oh, Tree's here. What's
up? I think he was bummed he missed his one day.
I know, he was. He asked if we were doing a show yesterday, which I couldn't imagine why he even asked.
Especially when I already told him we weren't.
We'll see. Tomorrow's Maz Day if he's back from his anniversary.
All right.
See ya!
So hot.